What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
It's your girl, Smeechy.
I'm Derek.
And I just got home from 7 days on the road, and my ass hurts. So let's see where this goes.
All right.
Derek. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome to the show, Derek. Happy to have you here.
So you, how'd you meet Chi? Do you know? You
guys don't know. No, let's introduce Derek. So Derek here, also known as Dirk Rocks, is our substitute for Minnie tonight, but we're very excited to have him. He's a local here in San Diego and also a huge play when it comes to the San Diego land community. So Derek, introduce yourself a little bit about what you want to tell our audience and how can we get to know you a little bit better?
Okay, so pretty much I got invited to land when I was working at Fry's. Someone named Brian came up to me and said, "Hey, what do you feel about LAN parties?"
I said, randomly? You hadn't already been talking about gaming?
No, we were talking about gaming.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, he came up to me asking me about a router.
Right.
So, oh, okay. Is it as random as how we met and how we got myself on this podcast?
Probably. No, that seems more, I don't know, somewhere in the same vein for sure.
All right, so you met Brian at Fry's.
Yeah, I met Brian at Fry's. I was working
good place
there.
To maybe pick up some men now that I'm single. No, just kidding.
Especially
keep
some
going.
Land men.
Yeah, so he asked me if I was interested in gaming. I said, yeah, I build my own systems. And he invited me out, started going there 7 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
And ever since, I've just been going.
Going where? So explain what it is he does.
Pretty much what he does is he hosts 50 people LAN parties at his house.
Wow.
How big is his house?
His house or his mansion?
No, yeah. It's not a mansion. Don't worry. If it's like 20 people in the garage.
So it's a 3-car garage?
Two-car garage.
Dang.
If it's 20 people there, if it's 25 people in the backyard, 15
outdoor
people,
gaming.
Yeah, it's all covered.
Yeah, but still, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. 15 people on the side. He has one room where his like washing machine is for his like VR stuff.
Dang.
So it's like a total VR room.
Wow.
They have a pool, so.
Oh, shit.
People could go
bikini LAN party, sign me up. That sounds really cool.
I always said that like cell phones ruined pool parties because like I was always the jerk that would pick people up and throw them in this pool, but then you can't do it anymore because people have cell phones.
Everyone
but
has their
iPhone. LAN party is way worse because like I'm gonna throw somebody and the computer he's connected to. That's way worse.
That's why you need a Galaxy, not an iPhone.
Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they're waterproof
for those
now.
Exact moments when
more
you get thrown
later.
Into swimming pools.
Foreshadowing. Cool, that's awesome, man. So does he have make a business out of it, or is it?
No, it usually just runs 3 times a year.
Okay.
Those parties would be like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
3-day LAN party?
Oh, yeah.
Dang. Overnight
well, yeah,
LAN party?
That's a lot of work to get all that together, especially in a house. I can see that.
Yeah. We started expanding out. So every winter is our biggest one. That's when we get the most sponsors. And we get going at the Holiday Inn over on Chula Vista.
That's what
at
I was going to say.
I was going to say,
If everybody puts a little bit of money in, you guys can get a room. But if you get sponsored, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we ran out a ballroom. That one holds about 70 people.
Yeah.
We get sponsors like Microsoft. They'll bring us laptops so we can play on them.
Nice.
For tournaments. We get sponsors like EVGA. They give us like...
Man, you guys have a hustler. Who's doing all the hustling? Is that you?
Brian?
Yeah. That's a lot of hustling.
He's our contact guy.
That's what we need. Here, because nobody literally lifts a finger to call anybody.
Oh, but, he pesters people like crazy.
That's good.
Oh, that's
no,
awesome.
I can see because like it takes a lot of balls for somebody to like
invite them to your home.
Yeah, invite somebody home at first.
The cojones.
Of all,
hey, hello, Emilio. We're all
gaming?
Here.
Yeah.
So we run tournaments and all that stuff like Rocket League, Overwatch, League of Legends. We run stuff
online.
Like that. No.
You have the LAN parties.
Yeah. Gotcha. So like whenever, let's say. This is what Friday would look like. Friday is setup day.
Right.
You set up all the tables and internet's all set up. To set up your computer, start gaming. We usually run like whole house like games like around 10 o'clock.
Right.
And everyone's just playing like Halo.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jumps in.
Yeah, that's another thing. So what games can hold 50 players locally or whatever.
Games like Halo, Team Fortress.
Team Fortress. Oh, yeah, because you can make your own servers. Right, yeah. Right. And then adjust. Man, that sounds like fun.
So, like,
you could be like back.
How does his ISP handle all this shit?
Yeah. Well, he has a thousand down.
So he has that Gigablast?
Like, yeah, he has Gigablast from Cox.
Yeah.
So, like.
Oh, well, I'll take one of those.
Yeah, I know. Right?
There's like a custom server as well. Custom router that we run. It's like out of a computer that we built, running a program called PFSense.
Yeah.
So that runs PFSense to everyone that everyone gets just enough. We also run Steam cache servers. Those basically say if she needed a game.
Yeah.
And it's already on that server, she's not downloading it from the outside. Downloading it from the server upstairs.
Does she have to pay for it?
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's
like local sharing.
Yeah, it's local sharing. So it keeps down on like taking up as much bandwidth.
Right. That's dope.
So it's all well thought of.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like you guys have a good little system down there.
That's really neat.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Very well,
cool.
We really appreciate you being here. Thanks for sharing a little bit about that. We'll dive into who Derek is and more about the LAN community out here in San Diego much further in the podcast, but we'll try to stick to the normal routine as much as we can too. Welcome, Derek, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's get it started.
Thank you for not being Minnie right now.
Oh, she shits on him every episode. She might insult you just out of reflex. Insults go left.
That's why no one insults me, I guess.
Yeah. Shit rolls downhill. I'm the punching bag down here.
So we got some copies of Call of Duty Black Ops, Call of Duty 4 Black Ops, or Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
Yeah.
A $60 AAA title. We have copies to give
it's
away.
True. So yeah. They're physical copies, so we're going to be giving those away next week. Mm-hmm. Don't know how. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll announce how we're going to give them away next week. And then we'll get them out right then, or yep. We'll figure it out. If something, if you don't know what the hell we're talking about and it's hard to keep track and you're new, go to our Discord. Everything's there. It's digital_logic. All right. Right.
Yeah, just go to DLGaming.net.
DLGaming.net.
You can get everything there.
Yep. And then
Mini Del Macho coming in with the Twitch Prime sub.
There he goes.
Thanks for not being here.
Yep. Oh, Boots McGoots following it up.
All
right. So let's talk about some games, some stuff that has been on the radar. It's been so we're recording this super late. This episode's coming out late.
How many times have we done this? Once? Maybe once, I think.
I don't know if we've ever missed a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all my fault, guys.
Yeah. Amelia's been out. We've had scheduling conflicts. And so, yeah, like Tuesday rolled around and everybody was just like, oh my God, what the hell happened? Freaking out. And by everybody, I mean like one guy. And by freaking out, I mean like, hey, where's the episode?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this is going to be a little late, but better late than never.
Yep.
It's kind of hard for me to remember everything. Like I wrote stuff in the show notes and I'm like, what the hell was this?
Well, when did you do it? Oh, for Tuesday?
I probably did it on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah. So the first one up here is Project Warlock. This is probably something that I put on here. It must have been.
These all have to be you, dude.
Yeah, I did a lot of this stuff. I remember some of them. Let's take a look. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is a game that's coming out that is a remake. Not really a remake, but in the spirit of Doom. Yeah, like the old Doom, like Doom 2.
But it has kind of that look of Darkest Dungeon almost, like that heavy ink on the outside. Like a different...
Yeah, like heavy strokes.
Yeah, heavy strokes.
You would never think that Project Warlock was a Doom reincarnation because the name, I don't know where the name
looks
comes
from.
Looks
a little from. More fantasy based, maybe like Hexen, I guess. But the guns definitely seem Doom-ish. No save points. So yeah, this is definitely appealing to like the old school shooters of the mid-90s. Definitely right up my alley. I don't know when the release date or the price tag is on this, but it's not coming out on Steam. It's only coming out on GOG, goodoldgames.com. Which is, yeah, that's okay.
Maybe they take a smaller percentage. Steam charges 30%.
Yeah.
Off the top of every single purchase.
Mm.
So maybe GOG charges less.
It might be worth that. The audience, though.
Yeah. No, I mean,
pay that's more to get
you get
more,
a lot more exposure
right?
on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No price. Release date is just soon.
Bobby, I think it's kind of funny because I think 2 weeks ago or so, you kind of poked fun at yourself because you were like, Oh, yeah. Or it could just keep playing, buying these throwback 90s Doom remakes. But, like, I don't need all of those, you know. But and then this, you see another one and you're like, yeah. Although I got to say, this one, out of the ones that we have looked at, this one looks the coolest.
This looks true to the spirit of those games. Yeah. I think the release date is October 18th, actually, which is tomorrow. Yeah.
Mañana.
Derek, you into retro PC gaming at all? Do you like these older games?
I do.
Yeah. I stay away so far from anything old. No nostalgia, except for Spore. Spore I always play.
Well, I mean, Spore's 2008, 2009.
Yeah, if Spore's the oldest you get, you don't really... Yeah. I mean, you've been playing Magic the Gathering forever, so that might be...
Yeah, but they update it every 3 months or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, moving on. Living
game. All right. So I put down this game. We've talked about it before, but I'm bringing it up again because they have a... in development video. It's Leisure Suit Larry.
No, not again. No, yes, stop. Again.
Always. Leisure Suit Larry.
He bought the compilation, dude, like all of them, whatever it's called, mm-hmm. Of all the Leisure Suit Larrys.
I'm actually a little surprised that they're still in business.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same.
Really?
Company.
Sex sells, Derek.
Yeah, that's true.
Lesson one, sex sells. Well,
this isn't the same people.
Lesson
who
two,
was that, Sierra? Or?
Wear sweatpants.
Gross.
Gross. You're the one playing these games, Bobby.
Well, I don't know about this one, man. Like, I want to like it because it's Leisure Suit Larry, but I don't know. I talked about it when it first came out, but the in development video, actually, it gives some promise. It looks like it might be good, but I still have my doubts about this game. I don't know. I can tell you guys are all interested, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm blown away here.
Yeah.
Woo.
All right.
I was thinking about 20 seconds ago when that guy was just looking at him.
There's a guy with a very weird hat in here, and I find that a little disturbing.
I love when something's super weird in the shot and they don't address. Nobody addresses it. Mm-hmm. Like, what movie was it? When they were Larry and Studios was working on Divinity. They're like, well, we're working very hard, and they're taking shots of different people on computers. And then there's just randomly a Muppet working on one of them.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the next shot. Nobody addresses the Muppet. It's not even nothing about it's supposed to be funny. I love that kind of comedy.
It's normal in the day in the life of a nerd.
Yes.
All right, next up, this is recommended by Shadow Master. He posted this in our Discord, Left Alive. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Left Alive is a brand new survival action shooter telling a human story of survival from the perspective of three different protagonists during the devastating invasion set in war-torn Nova Slava in 2127.
Interesting. Ooh. Developed by Square Enix and completely polar name to Left 4 Dead.
Why are they saying, talking?
Intrigues me.
They're mentioning Kojima? Down there?
Yeah, because Square Enix.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's with them now? Or am I...
Oh, I know. Kojima was never with Square Enix. I'm sorry.
I don't
sorry.
Know the Japanese stuff. That's what you guys are here for.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, well, it's tagged as action, violent, gore, mechs, and shooter.
Hmm.
Interesting. Not until early 2019, though.
There's a lot of buzzwords in there, but I don't know what this is yet.
Yeah. Isn't that like game marketing in general, though?
Yeah.
Just nothing but buzzwords. Yeah. I'm trying to find some gameplay.
Yeah, there's no gameplay video. We can't even give you guys a perspective.
Got a shot from The Shining here.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so I don't know.
Who knows?
It looks beautiful. It looks AAA, so.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying for a good Kojima-type stuff, but who knows? Like, Kojima inspired for sure. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, well, March 5th, 2019, that's coming out, and $60, full price. It's what I would expect from a Square Enix game, though. Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun. Let's talk about some games we actually have been playing. Who wants to go first?
Let's go with Killing Floor. I think you were talking about it last week.
Yeah, I don't have too much more to say about it, except I couldn't beat the 25 rounds. I tried. Yeah. I think you got to be level 25 to do it, because the perk at level 25 is just so much better. But they're still doing the Halloween thing. It's great.
Are you 25?
Check it out. I'm like 24 and a half. I'm so close on my medic. I'm getting there. But yeah, I really like what they've done with the quests to keep people coming back. But I don't know. After the Halloween event, I probably won't play again until the Christmas event or whatever they call that.
How little people can you play a game with?
I mean, you could play solo if you want. It's not very fun. It scales according to how many people you have in your group.
Because I'm saying if you just get the best players you know, maybe you guys can get it done, huh? Because you're always getting there with randos.
Yeah, just toss me that invite, Bobby.
Yeah, possibly.
Any second now.
I don't think you've ever played this game, Chi.
No, she
Bobby,
has.
We played together.
Did we?
I don't think he was there. You were playing with like some other people. Well, on the stream that I watched, you were with some other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I doubt it. Derek, you ever played this game?
Yeah, I played it a few times.
Okay.
I played one a lot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. Like, one was pretty big, and it ran on anything. Like, you could run that thing on a toaster, and it was a really fun game. Two was just everything but better. Like, when it first came out in beta, it was so bare bones. There was just like four maps, four classes, just not a whole lot. And that's when I played the most of it, ironically. But it's so fully fleshed out. That's kind of a pun because of the flesh pound. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flesh pound.
Yeah.
That sounds naughty.
Anytime with that party invite. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
But I would love to get a group together of people. But there's only a handful of people on Discord that I know are like around my level. I think Cricket is pretty high up there with some of his classes, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll probably continue to play the game, but
it's kind of which way would you guys prefer it? So you're playing a game, you're really deep into it, you convince other people to come in, but you don't want to continuously start over from level one to help them out, right? If you just do it over and over, so would you rather the standard way where like they come in at level one? And you have to help them out either way, or the other one where that sidekick mechanic that some games have, where they come up to your level and everything levels out. Like, which one does it depend on the game?
Yeah, it probably depends on the game.
Yeah, it definitely depends on the game.
Yeah, but because it's weird when you're level one, you just came in, and you only have two abilities, and then they level you all the way up, and then you're doing massive damage, but you only have two abilities or whatever it is.
Well, my clear answer in that is hard carry or GTFO. I'm not playing with you if you're like dead weight on my ankles. Yeah, that's just not how I like to play my video games.
Yeah.
Sorry, never sorry.
No, I used to do that. When I used to play Counter-Strike and stream, everyone would come in and say, hey, can I play with you?
Viewer games?
Yeah, always. So at the time, I was the highest level that you could be. But right. I didn't want to have to risk that.
Therefore,
yeah. I bought a separate account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A Smurf account.
I would teach someone how to play. So I taught them how to play the game, and then they would
get... Did you charge them?
No, I didn't. I just did it for fun.
Easily, you could have.
I could have. No, it was too nice. So, and I did it, and then next thing I know it, another guy comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
And does the same exact thing.
But now you can use a Scrub account for that still, right?
Not at the time because...
Oh, because you level up.
Yeah, you level up right. At the same time.
So how... Okay, let me cut to the chase here. How many accounts do you have for...
10.
Gee.
Wow.
You know what? If you're going to do that, you should have them buy you the copy.
But Derek...
It's only fair.
How old is your original Steam account? Because we all got to flex our Steam level peen here.
About 13.
13, okay.
Yeah.
Still the biggest one in the room.
It's fine. You probably have 6 digits.
And it's a sheep peen, too.
Oh, man.
Well, my original 6 digit is...
No, it's a 7 digit.
Gone and stolen.
Oh, but, I'm sorry. That's to the best of us. Getting back, man.
I don't know that terminology. What's 6 digit mean?
Basically, when you sign up for a Steam account,
yeah,
that would translate into how many digits you have. Oh, so,
okay. The smaller the number,
yeah,
the bigger the EP. You were there.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So I know people with 4 digits.
Jeez.
So that's like the first thousand.
Yeah, first 10,000.
Yeah, the first 10,000 people that got Counter-Strike or Half-Life.
Dang.
Wonder who number one is.
The lowest gaming. I've seen is 2.
Probably not even gaming anymore, I would imagine. I don't know. Who knows?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was probably internal, right? It would probably be Steam people, the
most
first
likely.
Ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Gaben's mom.
All right, I'll get this out of the way. I've been playing lots of World of Warcraft, obviously. That's been happening. A few things that I keep forgetting to bring up with this game. First of all, they're doing these Time Walker events, which I just found out about a little while ago. And this is a perfect way to redo old content. It's just basically run old dungeons, but you actually get useful rewards from it that you can get.
That's awesome.
Whatever with. Yeah, it's a great way to revitalize old content, like actually make people want to do it again.
And so, visit favorites.
Yeah, old favorites. Do old stuff again. The one they're doing right now is for Mists of Pandaria, the very heavily Asian-inspired one. And I never played any of that expansion, I think. Like, that was, like, what, 2010-ish?
Yeah, you definitely would have missed that.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that. So now I'm getting to go through all those old dungeons. And I think it was one of the really poorly received expansions, but the dungeons are pretty impressive. Like, I'm not into a lot of that anime and the Japanese, Chinese, like, you know, the Eastern type of stuff, but like, I was,
we know you really hate cheating. You don't keep bringing it up over and over and over.
Don't try, just because Minnie's not here to squabble with her, don't try to like start something. Like that. I was really impressed. Like, it is really beautiful looking. There's a lot of vibrant colors and stuff, and they have, you know, just everything that's in, like, almost reminds me of the Great Wall. It's really cool.
It's like Mulan, isn't it?
Are there any upskirt shots in Mists of Pandaria?
Tentacles.
Pandaria, no. Sorry.
Tentacles. No.
But it's really interesting to see the evolution, because before this, the one that they were doing was Cataclysm, which I did play. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting to see the progression of their game design and how they make these dungeons. Like, you can tell when they came out with Pandaria, they're like, okay, we got to stop putting, you get a quest when you go into the dungeon. And then in Cataclysm, they made you run all the way back to the beginning to turn it in.
Oh,
and
right.
Then in Pandaria, they're like, okay, we're just going to put the guys at the end and you turn in the quest
teleport.
There, or somehow the dungeon circles around to where you get right back to the beginning very easily. Like, they definitely, over time, and even that's even more so
common sense update. With, the 2.0.
Well, it's one of those things
quality
that a lot
of life
people say.
Updates.
Yeah, like a quality of life. But some people say, like, ah, it's too easy now, whatever. But, you know, it's even now with BFA, like, they've done that to the nth degree. It's like, they've made things a lot easier, and there's a lot less trash in the dungeons. You're just fighting bosses. So, you know, they've really like drilled it down to the core experience that people.
Derek, do you get what he's talking about? Have you ever played WoW?
Do you have an MMO addiction?
No,
I never played WoW.
I used to play a lot of a game called Repels.
Like, wow. MMO?
Yeah.
Repels?
What?
Yeah, it's R.
Stop making. You don't got to lie to be cool, man.
Is this browser based? What is
No,
this?
It's made by G Potato. They also
Oh, yeah, those guys?
Flip. Or something like that.
Repels? Oh, with a Z?
Yeah, easy.
Okay. Repels.
Okay, so what about, I mean, what time would this be? Would this be pre-WoW?
No, this is like, I would say about 2007.
Okay.
All right. So I like in the high.
That was my senior year of high school, by the way.
That's crazy that none of us have heard of it and you were in.
Because we were all too addicted to World of Warcraft.
Well, this was the peak of WoW.
We're plebs. It's where the plebs went.
A lot of MMOs were popping up around this time.
This was alt WoW.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I was into
obviously.
I was into repels way before you were into.
Obviously made in Japan because I already saw bouncing titties in an upskirt shot. So.
Oh yeah, you got to have that.
You got to have that.
So another thing that they've done with WoW that I keep forgetting to bring up, but is super cool. Like, it's a great idea, but I feel like they kind of missed it a little bit. It's Warfronts. Basically, they've taken Warcraft 3 and you're playing in it like from a hero perspective, from your WoW character. So you remember Warcraft 3, right? You build up your base, you go out, you get resources. So this is what is it called? Warfronts. The Battle of Stromgarde is what they call it, but Warfronts. So you queue up, you go into this area, and then you and I think like 20 other people go out. You got to get wood, get, you know, lumber and
so you're the grunts.
Stuff. Yeah, you're the grunts. You get that stuff, you bring it back, you build the base, you buy different upgrades. And it's really weird to see it because I put so much. Yeah, there's a commander you have to kill on the enemy side. And then
is there somebody with a top-down view telling you guys what to do?
Okay. No. You see, and it's PvE, and I wish this was PvP. This would be so great if it was PvP.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, just PvE.
Dropping the ball on that one. That sounded really cool for a second.
This would
I mean, it's still cool.
PvP battleground. It's really cool just to see it from this perspective, because I played so much Warcraft 3, and to see, like, the Altar of Storms, and to, like, walk up to it, and, you know, as just, like, a hero. It's a great idea, and I really like what they've done, but I just feel like they missed a few things with it. I don't know, maybe they'll add that later.
So, Bobby, so now you're in a guild.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out for you? Are you guys raiding? Well, you're raiding.
No, not yet.
Oh.
I haven't been too active in the guild, actually. Like, I've been doing a lot of my own stuff, and I really got to be a little more proactive about getting involved. First of all, I'm the new guy, so, like, I'm low on the totem pole for getting in on that.
And also, you don't owe those people anything. You can leave, Bobby.
But do they know, like, who you really are?
Yeah.
Mr. Level?
Mr. Big Shot.
505? Or also a caster on a podcast?
Yeah.
No, if you didn't
they
know,
were not
digital.
Made aware of my status yet, but you know, that's okay. They do like the alts and like the new guy run on Thursday, and I'm not home on Thursday, so I think that's kind of messing up. But
new guy run. Oh, so there's it's a big guild.
They have recruits. It's a big guild.
Wait a second. Wow. For somebody who, like, how come they don't know about the DL Gaming podcast? Don't you think we should really at least throw out to our guild? that you record a podcast.
Bobby, what's the last stranger that you were talking to that you brought up the podcast, if ever?
Yeah, I try not to do that.
So yeah, it's never happened, right?
If not your WoW guild, who then?
I don't know. It comes up from
time. At me, yeah. I've legally changed my name to Emilio Podcast Marketer.
Emilio, check out my podcast.
But because
Emilio,
I
haven't... click on the link, Marquez.
Just make your name a hyperlink.
Yeah.
But because I haven't been doing a whole lot with the guild, I'm still like pugging a lot of stuff. And to do that, you kind of have to have a high item level so people know, like, okay, you're capable of running these high level dungeons. But I also found out this other add-on called Raider.io, and this is fucking genius. I don't know where this has been all my life, but what it does, you go to this website, you scan your character, and it reads all the dungeons you've done, what time you've done them in, and like
gives you a score.
Yeah, it gives you a score based on that. So this is kind of like a credit score. And I found this out because I was looking at a lot of, you know, you can go into the looking for group thing and just find people who are.
Can we look up somebody
dungeons.
Right now?
Yeah, you're looking at me right here.
I want to look at somebody else.
You look super. Let me show you.
That, yeah.
Is that you? Is that a picture?
Yeah, I've got my human paladin, dude. I'm about as basic as it gets here. Okay, so you can see my item level here, 369. So this is what is important. That's my rating, 742, which is pretty good.
What's max, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
What max is.
How could you say the 742 is good if you have nothing to base it on?
Right here. Because I'm the third best ret paladin my realm, and the... Let's see, in the region, and then in the
maybe
world.
Maybe that's because nobody dares go in rep paladin.
It's also not a big server. No, it's changed so much. Melee class is like a whole thing now, dude. Like, I remember the day, like, I'm still old school. I'm just like, oh, I don't know about having all this melee, dude. And it's just like, fuck it, dude. Rep paladin, demon hunter, fucking punch monk or whatever those guys are. I still don't know a lot of the class. The monk that punches people.
Munchy punk.
It's just a monk, right?
No, you can have like a healing monk, a tanking monk.
There's a DPS, a tank, and a healer. Basically, they can do everything.
You think being punched by a panda would hurt?
In my heart.
I'm pretty sure getting punched by a panda would hurt. They look strong.
Oh my God.
I've never seen one move quickly ever in my whole life.
Yeah.
They're like...
If you get punched by a panda, you need to improve your dodge rating because otherwise...
So it's just like a rating system. You can see like all the dungeons I've run, the time I've done them, whether the key was upgraded, the mythic level of the dungeon. So this is, like I said, it's like your credit score. People see this and there's an add-on in game.
Wait,
so look it up.
What
right
people
away.
See this? How is
everybody's
this?
Everybody's so looking I apply up for your Raider IO. Yeah. So
someone, if someone has a key, they say, okay, hey, I got this key. I'm looking to put together a group, and then people can sign up for it.
I'm sorry, dude. What's a key?
A key is what gets you into the mythic dungeon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're expendable.
I've avoided explaining this for so many podcasts because I know it's just going to drive anyone who doesn't play WoW crazy.
Well, I'm getting more and more interested now. A credit rating? That's awesome.
Yeah.
It is.
Is this really something is. That you advertise?
No. It's just something people would check on you.
Hey, guys. Big Dick Belladin. Looking for a fight.
Ready
oh
to bet.
Oh, my gosh.
DTF. But what happens is... Every week you get a key to a mythic dungeon. The way that they do it is, okay, you run a mythic 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They get harder and harder. The enemies get, you know, more health, more damage as you go up. So it scales to whatever level you are. Like if I have a mythic 7 key, then I group up a bunch of people who I think are able to complete that dungeon. And we have a certain amount of time to complete that. If we complete it in time, my key gets upgraded to like an 8 or a 9. And now I can go run a 9 dungeon, get better gear. At the end of the week, whatever the highest dungeon that you run, you get a item, could be anything, armor, ring, whatever. You get that in a chest, and it's usually something pretty good. So really, like every week on Tuesday, you're just like, yeah, come on, big money, you know, let's get something good here.
I can't take your rating serious if you haven't done any actual rating.
Well, I guess it's his part. It's his what is this called? Dungeon. Running.
Yeah.
Is your rating separate? Like,
I don't know. See, since I haven't done older, the raid, I don't know how that ties into this. I would assume it would, but that's different. I don't think that is, because right now they only have heroic out for the raid. And I don't know. That's a whole other thing. Like, I don't think it ties in to this.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Hopefully they put this in, they integrate it into WoW, but I don't think they will because they're trying to make everybody happy all the time, including the worst
players. I think their version of it is the item level. Like, that's supposed to be your credit score in WoW. But you could get somebody who's got really good armor but doesn't know what the hell they're doing. Or, you know, maybe they got geared by just getting drops and, like, they're tanking, but they never tanked, and they got all that gear from playing as a DPS. Dude, like, you don't know.
What if they had that in Counter-Strike? Like, your overall kill ratio...
CSGO stats.
Throughout your entire thing? And you have one number that shows that entire thing? Or your overall value? And
actually, they do have that across all different values, like not just with official matchmaking, but with like Face It or ESEA.
So they're all about, you can see how good that person is.
You can see kill death ratio. You can see like AK, like headshot percentage.
What do you look at? Like, it depends what.
I'm looking at the grade.
At what?
At their grade.
Yeah.
What is the overall?
From like D to A, and then like S is the highest.
And that's the accumulation of all these things that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, and it's different. It's basically, so he's talking about ESEA with the grades, and then in official matchmaking, it's like silver to global elite. So everything your rank. Is all about ranking. Right. Yes.
So rank is just as important as the other one you just mentioned?
And in a game like Counter-Strike, you don't get those ranks until the system calculates that you're that rank and it's smart enough to really be precise.
So if I play infinitely poorly, I will never rank up?
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. It's been a while since I played that. All right, what's next?
Forza Horizon 4.
Yeah, so... let's see. I talked about it for 3 weeks now, leading up to it and being excited for it, and then thinking I was going to get it on Origin, but actually it's a Microsoft game, so it's on the Xbox Pass. Anyway, you can get a AAA $70 game for $10 on the Xbox Game Pass, and we talked about all the games on there. There's like, I don't know, 100 games on there. A lot of them are bullshit, but definitely worth it. $10 a month. And you get to get this fucking masterpiece. What I was talking about is like, I really, really enjoyed Forza Horizon 3. And I was like, I don't know if it's $60 worth of improvement for me, but since I got to try it out for $10, now I know. And it definitely is. First of all, the graphics are, you know, it's always racing games and car games that are the most impressive. I don't know why it is, but they always flirt with like photorealism and getting really close. And
what else does it have going on for it other than photo? I mean, so, the graphics have to get better because no one's going to watch the same NASCAR race over and over.
Not necessarily, though. Like sometimes, like from Black Ops 1 to 2, or I don't know, that's a bad example. But there are games that don't get better in 1 year. Like maybe they'll change some mechanical things, but this was like some huge steps. And now it's running at 60 FPS on PC, which is really good. The control, everything's good. I'll just shorten this up and say what's bad about it. The sound isn't great. Almost all the engines sound the same. And that's about it. Everything else is great. There's a million things to do. Maybe the load time, it's not the load times, it's the times in between races. If you win a race, you're going to sit there for like a minute and a half seeing all the accolades that you're getting. You're like, okay, I get it. Like, okay, cool. I'm awesome. Like, let me go race again. But besides that, there's all kinds of races. There's all kinds of mini games. There's all kinds of vehicles. There's a really good living, economy in the game. Because when you get cars, you can sell them on the auction house. There's an auction house just like WoW. And sometimes some things go up and sometimes things go down. Playing early on was really good because everybody wants all the cars. So you can get really good value for shitty little cars that people are just trying to fill out their whole collection with. And the other thing I would say that is bad, is the online play wasn't as easy or streamlined as I would like it to be. I was playing it on the first week that it was out, so hopefully that gets ironed out.
Easy as in gameplay or competition?
It's just weird. it's weird. It's not, you know, it's all set up for consoles, right? So you're supposed to be able to do all this from a controller. We have keyboards.
So you don't play this with a controller?
No, I do.
Oh.
I do.
Then
it just makes it clunkier than being able to click exactly what you want. You have to go through menu after menu after menu. Console idles, like I always complain about.
Oh, okay.
There's just millions of menus, and that's how you have to do it when you're on a controller. It'd be so much easier if it was just like, oh, I want to play with this friend right here. Mm-hmm. The worst thing about my $10 a month on Xbox Game Pass is the UI. The UI, I'll complain about it forever. It's the worst thing ever. I don't know how to talk to my friends. I don't know where my friends are. I don't know where my games are. I don't know. I have to look up how to uninstall a game.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They don't make that easy.
You have to go into your computer files and like right-click and uninstall. Uninstall game file. It's not through the app.
Mm-hmm. You have to do it. Yeah, outside. You go to the start menu.
Yeah, the start menu to do it. So I just forgot that.
Very, very unintuitive.
Yeah. But, dude, so I was Forza 3, I said, was my favorite racing game ever, and now 4 is my favorite game ever. A racing game ever.
That's really cool.
Awesome. And I don't think you have to be a racing fan. You can just play this. It's just fun. The biggest thing that I can, my biggest takeaway, and so I can wrap this up and stop stumbling my words because I haven't fucking slept in days, is that it's fun. It's minute for minute fun factor, like a pro gamer used to do. The fun factor is very high. Do you remember that, dude?
I hate that so much.
It was like graphics, sound,
fun fact,
no, and then fun factor.
I think Game Player Magazine used to do the same thing, and it's just
is that
like,
the one.
The fun factor. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that? Use your words. Use big words.
Well, the fun factor here is awesome, dude.
I picture people like having like a serious like discussion about some like high art movie and be like, well, the fun fact, if you consider the fun factor
or art.
If you take into account the fun factor of the Mona Lisa, notice the fun factor.
Like David, the statue has a lot of fun factor.
Oh,
a little penis.
Fun factors off the chart on that one.
I can't drift for shit. I've been trying to do that.
So a bunch of people are playing this on Discord. I know Rubber Nuts, Recycle, they're always posting stuff in Discord on this. Can you race against them or do they do like the shadow thing?
No, so the shadow thing is built in, which is nice. Mm-hmm. They don't even have to participate at all. As long as you're friends, you can race their shadows whenever you want, which is really cool. And you can just continuously try to beat each other. Or you can play at the same time, but a lot of the on same time stuff, you're almost getting more points and more money because the economy is so great. You do want points. You want the in-game currency. But the best way to do that I've seen is to go co-op. And so you try to, you go in and you're going around and you're playing like these seasonal, because it's called Forza Horizon 4 Seasons. I've explained it before where there's the whole four seasons, winter, autumn, all that stuff. So, and every season is a week in real life or 5 days or so. So, every season has its like new races that they put together. So the next time the autumn comes around, the Forza people have put together new races for you to do for that season.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's keeps it
so
really
perpetual new maps,
perpetual, not maps, but like different courses.
Oh,
because
so
it's an open
route.
World. Yeah, the route. Okay. They can do it anywhere. Right. And not just that, but what cars you're using, why you're using those, how you're going to use them, all that stuff. They're just like, they're inventive and they come up with a bunch of different stuff. And it's fucking awesome because I can race a pickup truck.
They say variety is the spice
of life. Your truck?
So.
Yeah, I got a truck.
Yeah.
No, my truck, no. They don't have any GMCs. That's another small, small complaint. It's based in England. So it's a lot of cars that like Europeans grew up with, and I don't recognize any of them.
Okay. No 2003 Nissan Z's with a burnout clutch.
Maybe
there's one out in the in the street, guys. I saw one on the way here.
But it wouldn't be called that. It would be called whatever they called them in Europe. You know, like the Nissan Rabbit or whatever. You know what I mean?
I think it's a Fair Lady, but
they call it in Japan, right? Fair Lady Z. But Rabbit's actually a Volkswagen car.
Yeah.
My mom had one of those.
Is everything there? Me. From now on?
Well, no. Can we?
Yeah,
we could take a break. Yeah, we could take a break from that and talk about the big boy of the week. So if you don't know, now you know. Call of Duty Black Ops 4, everybody knows, everybody's on it, is officially out. AAA title. And I am definitely riding the Black Ops train pretty hard. So it's funny because Riccone has kind of challenged me to sell him on the game. And that's exactly what I plan to do for most of you people out there. Is anyone in the room actually playing this alongside with me?
No.
Open up your wallets, boys. So Call of Duty Black Ops 4. I myself have not touched Call of Duty since probably Modern Warfare 2 or maybe one night of Black Ops 2. So I am more essentially a returning player when it comes to Call of Duty. I have always enjoyed Call of Duty, whether it's single player or multiplayer, but I was never a fangirl by any means. I appreciated that it was a fun game. I was actually playing on Xbox 360 with a Zim, so that's, you could be mad at me, but I had to use my mouse and keyboard when I use it, when I play this game. So Call of Duty Black Ops 4, it is strictly a multiplayer only game. There's no single player to this, and for a good reason. They added in Blackout, which is the battle royale for Call of Duty, and I've played multiple different, and then of course it has all of its classic modes, the multiplayer, and then, of course, zombies, and then now Blackout is a mode on there. And I am thoroughly impressed thus far with my experience with Call of Duty. With Call of Duty 4, the first thing I did, and honestly the only thing I thought I was going to do, was Blackout. So I played the Battle Royale with Black Ops 4. It's one map, 100 players, victory takes all. And the great thing about Black Ops 4, it's actually very challenging. There is more than just what you know in regards to, it's nothing, it's 0% Fortnite, thank God. And it's, but it's a lot more, if anything, it's AAA PUBG. And so when you're playing the game, of course, it's, you know, it's especially on PC, there are some issues that you might foresee, and there's a lot of little UI intricacies, a lot of key mapping that I might recommend rebinding. But when you do play Blackout, there, you know, it's the typical equation. You land via a wingsuit, you loot things, but there's a lot of different things about the system. So with Blackout, you loot different weapons and with self-healing, it's a lot quicker than in other games. So you're running and healing at the same time. And you can virtually almost, and you always almost have your gun out. So you're never caught in an action where you can't shoot virtually like within a split second, start shooting to keep yourself alive, which is what I really like about it. And it's seamless, more or less, the FPS element of it. And it has to be because it's Call of Duty. It's AAA. They put a lot of money into development and it shows and it feels like that. So I'm really proud of it. So with Blackout, my experience with that so far, it is just as challenging as any other battle royale, but it makes more sense because as you're dropping in, when you jump out of the plane, there's such a far distance you can go. So your timing, it's important, but not as critical as in other battle royales. And when you're looting your guns, you can pick up attachments and it'll instant equip the attachment to your gun. So the looting system, it takes a little bit to get used to, but it's not so much tab, you know, adjust your inventory and then go. It's very much on the go, very quick it's from looting to gunfight, it's almost seamless. And then also on top of the guns and the attachments that you can pick up like in any other battle royale, this game has perks. And with perks, you can, I would call them player buffs. With player buffs, you, for instance, there's one called Iron Lungs or Paranoia. Let's talk about Paranoia. So with Paranoia, it's a perk. It's a little suitcase that you pick up. If you activate it for a small duration of time, I think it's 2 minutes, you will, with Paranoia specifically, if somebody spots you, it will play a certain sound. So you know when somebody spots you. And then there's also looting perks where you could see all the items on the ground, like wall hacks.
Can you stack your perks or yes. Just one at a time?
Yeah. No, you can stack them as long as you can hold them in your inventory.
So do you get to the point where like somebody with a bunch of perks is just going to smoke somebody that's just starting?
Well, they only last for a certain amount of time.
Yeah,
right?
They only last for a certain amount of time. So there is some type of element of, you know, using them wisely, but yeah. Almost always people will proc their perks because they don't have time to worry about popping a perk right before a gunfight.
Right.
And the gunfights are really smooth. And it's so much fun. Blackout is everything you would expect from a battle royale, and it's all very much on the foot realism versus Fortnite, and it's just I can't complain about Blackout.
It's giving Fortnite a run for its money. It is on Twitch right now with more viewers than Fortnite, mm-hmm. slightly more. We're talking like 15,000. I think it's got like 215,000, and Fortnite has 200,000.
Well, it has the whole. It just came out today.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what kind of retention
it has. Derek, you on this or what?
No.
Are you going to?
I don't know. I'm still half and half. Yeah. I haven't been a COD person ever since Modern Warfare.
Yeah, same
I've
here.
Never been a COD
same
person.
Here. But this game has proven to me that it was worth every single penny and all the time I'm putting into it and still continuously going to put into it.
What's the Metacritic on this, Bobby, if you don't mind?
Probably 82.
Well, anyway, so that's just Blackout on its own. Blackout, all I can say about it, it's everything you want out of a battle royale. Very far and few complaints about it. There's enough different that you don't feel like you're just playing PUBG again.
Yeah.
They do have zombies in Blackout, and then the vehicles are a little bit different. But the
close, Bobby.
Yeah, 86. But it's pretty seamless.
I'm probably going to trigger you by this saying, but I prefer a shooter where I have to take my skill into consideration.
Yeah. So
what do you mean by that?
Because I feel like a lot of COD people like to spray.
It's run and gun, and it is spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And spray and pray, right?
It's like reaction time in spring. But moving on from Blackout, when it comes to multiplayer, it is very much the same thing. What I love about their multiplayer, and it definitely is COD. Nothing about this game isn't COD. Like when you play it, you're playing COD. It's all those good, you know, mm-hmm. teenage boy memories that I have too. No, just kidding. With this game, and it's great. But no, so when you play the game, you're definitely playing COD. It's not Counter-Strike, but there is some strategy involved in it because with the multiplayer, they implement specialists again. I'm a specialist. You have more or less a different class. Different class have different procs. Like, for instance, I like to play Recon, where he has a sensor dart. So on a certain timed interval, he will be able to shoot a dart. And it's basically a...
Sonar.
Yeah. No, it's basically... Yeah, so it's like UAV, but in a concentrated area. They still have score streaks, but they're not as overpowering often and
as
overwhelming.
An air raid.
Yeah. And as other COD games. And then this one too, it's self-heal. So you're responsible for your own healing. And there's a new multiplayer outside of like the traditional team deathmatch, control point, kill confirmed. And it's called Control. And it's probably my favorite multiplayer mode. Control is where you share 30 lives with your teammates. And there are two control points, A and B. And so it does require some teamwork and strategy in order to win like best up to three rounds to win the multiplayer.
It's kind of like Battlefield where you have the tickets and you're kind of holding an area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But much smaller.
Yeah.
These are
5x5 maps. And I had a lot of fun just roaming around the map. Sometimes I would honestly get lost in lots of tight corners. But I had a lot of fun with it. Hmm. So I can't.
So you're saying the fun factor was up there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's something new. It's new enough where what's old is worth reliving.
Black holes. You got some fans in the chat there.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
That's awesome. So funny. So
do you think there's going to be another Call of Duty next year?
Of course, Bobby.
I know there is every year, but it's like, how do you come out with a game like this that is designed to have like
be like, oh, we've got single player again.
They come out with DLC? Like, I don't know.
I don't know anything about anything. I'm going to say they're going to take a little bit of time off and do DLC for this one. This seems like a big thing.
It is definitely, it feels like a full game, even though it's multiplayer only.
Yeah.
There's a lot of replay value for me and enough variety where if I, like, for instance, I jumped into zombies, I initially thought I was only going to play Blackout mode, but then some of my other friends were into these other modes or at least into trying them out. And so I joined
zombies
them.
Zombies is the wave survival one, right?
Yeah. So
that
zombies is
that
wave
sounds
survival.
Cool.
And it is fun and very long lasting. I did not expect zombies to last that long. I was probably in a game for almost an hour.
Yeah.
Doing zombies. And what's interesting about the zombies is it's gross. What?
Nothing.
I burped into the mic. You actually heard that?
No.
You said Did anyone hear that?
No, you said you were doing zombies.
Oh, okay.
Now that I have to put it on the pedestal and talk about how stupid my joke was.
So with the zombies, it's it doesn't really have a story, but it has characters in...
Kind of like Left 4 Dead, right?
Yeah, but, and they're talking and conversing with each other, and it's really... funny, and it adds more appeal to zombies. And not only that, they're, I don't know how long ago they've implemented zombie objectives where you have to, for instance, I remember going into the dungeon and putting some skulls, taking them up and putting them in some other area. So you need to do like mid zombies quests
while you're
getting swarmed.
Yeah.
And but, I'm assuming you get like perks or something like that. Right?
Yeah, you there are like little. So with zombies, you get points, and then with the points, you can upgrade your weapons. You can replenish ammo. There are mystery boxes where it costs you next to nothing, and you could get something really cool. When you kill something, it has a chance of dropping an item that, let's say, might do an instant kill on everyone, or blow up somebody, or get you max ammo. And then when you move through these objectives, and if you continue to go through these rounds, of course the zombies get harder. And then they even throw, I like to call them elites, because it's what you would think. It's just the harder zombie. Yeah. It's like a mini boss,
yeah,
in a sense, but sometimes they throw like 10 at you. I literally was cutting, and it's of course it's a kite fest.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes at one point I was cutting like 15 tigers. You know, it was ridiculous, but it was fun, but very, very long lasting. So, well, that's if you're doing well, I suppose. But zombies felt like, honestly, I feel like more or less across all three modes, everything felt very complete.
And that's the
Call
last
of Duty
to wrap this
is
up.
Is a refined game, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it's a $60 game without a single player.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're getting all these multiplayer modes, is it worth $60 for your average person?
Absolutely, because they surprised me. With a lot of the little things, like, yeah, the nuances. Character, like the character development, not character development, but the character,
yeah, leveling up or whatever.
Well, yeah, that goes unsaid. So it's definitely a grind fest like every other COD, but then every single mode just feels like a complete thing on its own.
Game.
It's,
yeah,
like if you bought 23 different $20 games,
yeah, yeah,
boom,
cool.
$60 Black Ops 4.
Yeah. It's, I'm in just for the zombie mode.
Yeah. And don't you forget,
yeah, well, right?
We're giving away, we're giving away a free copy of Black Ops 4. So if you're not looking to open your wallet,
maybe a couple copies.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But
not sold,
episode,
huh, Derek?
But maybe next.
I don't know.
She literally just came on it for like 30 minutes.
It's fun. It's nonstop action. It's,
yeah,
different.
How about
from,
fun for fun's sake, Derek?
It's competitive without pressure.
The fun factor's high.
No,
I don't know if we've
So it's
that.
Competitive without pressure, because you find yourself in situations where if you're actually really trying and working with the elements of the game that you're supposed to in order to win, you will win. Like, you, based on your teammates and how you're approaching the mode and or the map, Battle Royale or like Control mode or anything else, it's not just like dealing with all those other 12-year-old boys on Xbox Live, especially since it's PC.
Yeah.
You feel it. You definitely get it. It is more fast paced than anything else you might be playing FPS wise on the computer, but it's refreshing. It's a refreshing break, because otherwise I was diehard CSing and just getting into Siege. But that learning curve, there's a subtle learning curve in this, but not one where it won't keep you up with all of your squad boys you're, gotcha, playing with, you know?
Yep. I was on a massive road trip. I drove from Pennsylvania to New Jersey and then to San Francisco and then down to San Diego. I literally got home, showered, and now I'm sitting here with some drink. I haven't drank in a week, and boy, do I miss that more than my girl. No, I'm kidding. So the Nintendo Switch was my baby. When I wasn't driving, I had my friend with me. When I wasn't driving, I got to play that. So the big thing this week was Breath of the Wild. You know, it's kind of rare that every multi-platform news group gives it game of the year. There's usually not a consensus, but from what I saw from the outside is goddamn did a lot of different places gave it game of the year. I'm not, it's weird because the Switch has motion controls and I'm a really bouncy truck, right? So like my arrows aren't going where they're supposed to go and all of that. And I know I could turn all of that off and I should have, but I didn't realize that till like the last day. I'm like, oh, that's why everything's shakier than life. Like, why is my character shakier than I'm shaking? And it's because the motion controls are already in there. So as you are like aiming your arrow or whatever, any kind of, if you tilt the Switch, it'll help you if you're not in a bouncy truck, help you aim a little bit.
That's hilarious. If only, yeah. Because sometimes when I'm playing Counter-Strike, especially, I'll lean. Try to dodge a flash and yeah. I will literally lean and or move my head aside. If only.
And they kind of incorporated that into Switch, which is brilliant. You know, they know that some people twitch, especially like younger players, and they'll do that. And it's interesting that it'll actually help you in game. But for me in a bouncy truck, no, not at all. Actually, it was fucking terrible. I'm not sold on game of the year, not even close. I'm enjoying it, but I don't know what everybody's talking about yet. I'm probably 5 hours into it, and all of that is very slow because I have tons of distractions. I have to give directions. There's a lot going on. So more on that later. I don't know when that review will be because I'm a PC gamer, and God damn it, these kids aren't going to get me into their new shit. I'm going to play that whenever I don't have anything else to play. I also played a shitload of Mario Kart. That was really good. It was funny that I made a comment to my buddy that, like, on my breaks from driving, I was driving, but it was a little kart. And I was drifting around corners and shit like that. But it's like, all right, get rid of the wheel. Okay, you just drove 4 hours. Get your Nintendo Switch and start driving again. But now you're shooting Mario Karts.
At least you get to play your video games in a car, because I get so much motion sickness. I can't read. I can't look at my cell phone. I can't do anything but just like stare straight when I'm in a vehicle.
And so, yeah, it was good to have, but like we had no downtime. It was very limited, so I can't really give a full-on review. It's kind of like if you were playing the best game ever made in a volcano, it's not going to be a good review, right? My ass was hot and I was sweating the whole time. So more on that whenever I get around to it. I did play a PC game before I left. It's called Beat Hazard 2. I'm usually not a sucker for these beat games,
rhythm or
these
games,
music games. But this one, I saw a few videos of it and I was sold right away. Basically, it is a
epileptic seizure.
Yeah. You can turn that down, I found later on. But it's a game of asteroids. And the music makes your guns shoot. And it also generates the bad guys. So you'll never see a wave of bad guys that are similar, or a combination of bad guys that are similar.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never see, and your shooting is always based on what's going on with the music. What's interesting about that is like when a crescendo or like a hook comes in a song,
a bass drop.
Yeah, happens? Exactly. Exactly. Like you're waiting for it and you're like, you know, because you're putting music that you like on, right? And then,
oh, you pick your own music.
You can pick your own music. And what's interesting about this, there's a lot of like bells and whistles type stuff that they did really, really well in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you have to have the game or have the music on your hard drive, stream it so it can read it ahead of time and already have the shit ready before you get there. Let's say AudioSurf, right? You have to have it on your hard drive. This can actually read the music live as it's playing. So it'll listen to what's coming through your speakers or your headphones and do it in real time. So what's interesting about that is you can be streaming from any service, Pandora, Spotify, doesn't matter. And it's reading in real time what you're playing.
That's pretty cool.
But the best part about all of that is,
what if you like suddenly switch the song? Let's say you go from I don't know.
I think it'll keep... Oh.
From like Fromeo to Frank Ocean or something. Because that would probably happen on my playlist.
It'll do it. It'll do it. Because it's listening live, it'll do it. But what's interesting is like when you're streaming it, it's different, right? It definitely wants... Oh, and it has global game scores too. So let's say you play a song. It has all the global rankings for that song. And you could take... You can get really obscure songs and get number one over and over, which is what I did. Huh?
Does it work with acapella?
I'm sure it does.
Who's Frank Ocean?
A tornado came around my room before you came. Excuse me. Or something.
Keep going.
It usually doesn't rain in Southern California.
Come on. No, he won't. No, he won't.
I think he's like a gay R&B artist.
Any relation to Billy Ocean?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Not interested then.
Gay R&B artist? You're not interested?
I'm just kidding. What I was saying
about...
Okay,
I don't know if his number to...
The bells and whistles stuff is... So say you're doing that off of a streaming service. The game will start itself once you push play. It's almost like it knows that you have to go to another window, push play, and come back. And then the game will count down and then start the game. When it hears music,
can
not
you
when you
imagine
click, let's go.
Playing this game through like a TED lecture?
What? Oh.
Just kidding.
It would like nothing would ever happen. You would never shoot and no bad guys would ever come out. Maybe one bad guy and then one shot would go off or whatever.
So it doesn't work for speech.
No, but what it does do really well is when the action in the song gets going, the action on the screen gets going, and that it's really good combination.
Okay.
It's kind of price is kind of steep.
I dare
for what
you.
It does.
I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
Beat Hazard to a porn video. See what happens.
I'm going to say a lot of spraying.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So $18.99, it's in early access, and it just came out in early access October 3rd.
I tried a bunch of different music, and not all of it works. Hip-hop didn't work.
Really?
Rock didn't. I mean, it works.
Probably got something with a strong beat or some rhythm.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
So drum and bass works really well.
That's cool. Just EDM, generally.
EDM. Fatboy Slim, loved it. It was like...
Pop music? Yeah. Did you do any of that?
No, because I'm not a pansy. I got to stop saying gay. I keep saying gay on the podcast.
Boy. Beat Hazard 2. Did you play the first one, Beat Hazard 1?
No, but... funny enough, on Twitch, they don't have Beat Hazard 2, so I had to like say that I was streaming
Beat
Hazard 1.
Oh, just Beat Hazard 1. Yeah. Sometimes when the games are very new and not super popular, that happens. But Beat Hazard 1 ran on Linux like a long, long time ago.
Because
I remember I was messing around with that for a while, and that was one of the games I could run.
Cool. Is there anything else for me?
What games did you play this week, Derek?
Yeah.
Counter-Strike. Starting to get back on track because I stopped playing for like 2.5 years.
What's your rank in CS?
What did you do for those? What were you playing for those 2.5 years?
Siege,
yeah.
PUBG, H1Z1.
Hey, we play the same games.
Yeah.
And then I'll play like little games like Rocket League.
I actually got a chicken dinner my first H1Z1 game. It was pretty cool.
Is that what they call it?
They don't
call it that, right?
But I don't even remember because I barely played that game, but that's all I remember.
Sounds like a lot of shooters, though. So you mostly play shooters?
Yeah. I stopped playing PUBG because my girlfriend started getting good, and then she started bossing me around.
Was she better than you?
Oh, yeah. She's really good.
Dang.
That's awesome. Maybe we could play.
Wait. Hold on.
Maybe we could play Black Ops.
She got better than you, and you stopped playing because like you didn't like that?
Because
it seems like playing with your girl would be awesome and a lot of people's dream.
We disagree.
Why am I single, then?
What do you mean? Oh, gotcha. Because you're very hard to game with, Chi.
Maybe I'm too bossy.
Is that her in the chat there?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch what you say then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no wonder you got the shifty eyes when you're answering me right now. You're like, well, no, it's actually really fun.
I get hit at home. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You want to explain these bruises on his arm?
Yeah.
No, she's actually top ranked. Like, she was, anyways. Her and her partner that she played with.
Yeah.
They were like top 100.
Dang.
For duos in a couple seasons ago.
Dang. That's badass.
So, like, She played it a lot. And
oh, so she didn't
be my hard carry.
Her tolerance for your stupidity was, or like, not stupidity, but like if you were making mistakes, it was very low.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I would be like the guy who's like, all right, let's just play it safe.
Right.
But she's like, all right, let's go in and let's just blast heads, pretty much.
Right.
Let's be real here. She stopped wanting to play and carrying, you know, she just stopped wanting to carry your pleb butt. And was like, you just make me aggro tilt way too much. If you want to stay in this relationship, don't play PUBG with me. Pretty sure that's
like
a true story. I like her too. Well, anyways, that's pretty cool. What rank are you in CSGO? Does she play CSGO with you?
We started playing CSGO about together, like maybe like a week ago.
Awesome.
So I haven't touched my account for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got like Silver Elite Master, and I was like, wow, this is low.
Everyone kind of starts that way when they get back. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But that's actually how we both met.
On CSGO?
No, the original version.
Oh, wow.
So,
Dude, do you understand how much game you have to be one of 900 to one woman and land one?
No, see, here's the thing. I ended up meeting her a long time ago. We played on the same team. Didn't know each other.
Right.
Then met like 5 years later on a server.
Oh, and then, randomly.
Yeah, randomly.
And you're like, aren't you that person?
No, actually, I didn't know her.
Oh.
I didn't know her then. And I was like, oh, hey, you have a mutual friend. It's my neighbor. I asked him, hey, how do you know her? I mean, he says, don't you remember? She was on our team.
Oh.
And I'm like, what?
Oh.
And then, long story short, she ended up living like 2 minutes away.
What the fuck?
And it just like, yeah.
Why don't I have this love story? This is like the love story of my dreams, and homeboy has it. And mine is like...
Bobby, would you want a girlfriend that played?
I'm like too close for convenience, hardcore? Obviously.
Not casually. We're saying
it totally
like,
depends
ranked.
On the girl. Like that alone doesn't like qualify
like how hot
a girl.
She is.
No.
I mean, so at all. Okay, let's say your girl right now, but also a hardcore gamer, PC gamer. Add points, right?
Didn't I tell you how hard I got shut down at CoinUp the other night?
CoinUp still a thing?
CoinUp downtown?
Oh, I was thinking of something else. Oh, okay, yeah.
What?
Okay, what about it?
No, nothing. I'm just...
Oh, yeah, you did. You texted us.
Yeah.
You were waking us all up at 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. because she went out to drink and we all have to...
Yeah.
Remember, I was like, gee, everybody's sleeping. We don't want to hear about you getting turned down or getting turned or whatever it was.
Yeah, I know. It's obviously me trying to mac on gamers is the hardest thing. So I'm like, you know, that whole 900 to one ratio. Like, that's my ratio.
You're that one.
Yeah. I am the one.
Yeah.
I am the one.
You're like Neo.
Just like Neo.
Like, I'm the blue pill. Everyone's just like, pass, hard pass on Chi Chi.
Oh, boy. Because they're all red pilling Chi.
Yeah, exactly. You found yourself your red pill.
Let's not get into that.
Dirk Cross. Good for you.
Okay. Let's talk some news here. Not a whole lot in the news, I suppose. Promising Star Wars KOTOR fan-made reboot gets shut down by Lucasfilm. So I recently played Knights of the Old Republic 2 for the first time. So I thought this was interesting. I had no idea they were doing this. Apparently there was a fan-made remake going of Knights of the Old Republic 1. But LucasArts was not having that.
God, it's crazy, man. It's like, it's one of these things where obviously it's going to cost them money if this thing comes out. Does it cost them money? Who's buying Knights of the Old Republic at this point? Nobody.
Anyone. Right?
Yeah. If anything, I think it'll maybe sell some copies because people are going to have to.
Who would buy?
They're going to have to buy new copies in order to mod it with this thing, unless it's a. And then from the ground up overall, it's a weird thing. Why not? It's just one of the, God, it's frustrating. Why not just bring these people onto your team, make a reboot with your blessing, and then reap the rewards without doing any of the work? Like, why not take that route? Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Mickey Mouse ain't having none of that.
Yes, I'm very upset.
I mean, they paid how many billions of dollars for that? Yeah. But I don't know. This is Lucas. Oh, yeah, that is owned by Disney.
LucasArts is owned by them? I thought maybe...
Lucasfilm?
Okay. Is that owned by Disney as well?
Believe so. Okay. Yeah. But either way, I mean, this... I guess I can see why that happens. I mean, that's what I would expect to happen. Too bad, though. I'm wondering what's going to happen to that Jedi Outcast remake they've been talking about for years and years.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to sit on the shelf just like Star Wars.
Because that's not even canon anymore.
I'm just kidding.
Right?
Like nothing Star Wars is canon anymore, but, you know, people still like that game. First Lego Overwatch model is Bastion. Have you guys seen this? The Lego?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, actually.
Oh, cute.
That's such a smart move. I mean, anything that's semi-popular like Lego can make something and sell a billion of their little toys with it. That actually looks pretty good.
How big is that?
I doubt
That's a hot item of the holiday season.
What's the age? Do you see the age on there? Usually they put the age on the box.
It's got to be, yeah, 10 plus for sure with Legos. He has a little shooting. He has a little one pixel bullet. So don't let your 2-year-old eat that. See?
Oh, yeah. They're on the ground. Blizzard exclusive. Mm-hmm. So what else do you think they're going to come out with here? What do you think's next? Overwatch, Warcraft?
It depends how well this sells. But I can see the gorilla next.
Oh, well, really? I was thinking D.Va. That would sell.
Yeah.
D.Va's big tracer. When I go to BlizzCon, I'll be sure to look out for this. I'm sure they'll have these there. Maybe they'll have more.
It's weird with the girls. How are you going to make a nice-ass square? I don't know.
Oh, they'll find a way.
They always find a way.
It's like Jurassic Park. Life finds a way.
Asses find a way.
Look at those schematics. All right.
It's pretty sick.
Cool. Rumor, Microsoft is close to buying Obsidian Entertainment. So Obsidian, they're the ones that made the first Knights of the Old Republic. They did that South Park game. They're well known for making RPGs.
Yeah.
Good for them if they do it. I mean, they're gobbling. Who's the last thing? They gobbled up Mojang. That's Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe they're just reaping all the rewards after that. They haven't come out with a lot of, like, there's no Minecraft 2 or anything yet. So,
yeah. Well, they put it on Xbox. They did some things with it. I think Microsoft is big enough to just buy things that are successful
and
make money for Microsoft.
I feel like a Minecraft 2 would be very much a Left 4 Dead 2. It's more or less the same game, but they just...
It's been so many years.
Rebox it.
It's been so many years.
Yeah.
There can be a lot of things they can do with that. But, I don't know. It's rumor and... We don't know until something comes out, so.
All right, last one up here. I know some people like this game, not me. Hunt Showdown teaches much-anticipated second map.
Oh, it might be worth revisiting then.
It definitely needs to. When Minnie and I both, we both own it, and when we played it, the servers were so bad it was unplayable.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about it for 3 weeks. We've been trying to play together just to see how it's going. Nope, can't play. We just can't, you know. I'm driving across the country. He's blowing dudes on the corner. So we're super busy. So,
but what is this trailer? This is not showing me anything. It's like a cinematic trailer. I don't know why I say I don't like this game. I've never even played it.
Yeah.
I think.
You shit all over it.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you can just tell by looking. That's what I do, man. I judge books by covers. All right. Don't judge me.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's it. Yeah. Not a lot of news. All right. Well, we got some hardware to talk about.
So cool.
Pulled together there.
What the fuck is a vortex?
I don't know, man. Warconius was posting all sorts of stuff in chat here, or in Discord, I'm sorry. One of those was Vortex. So this mouse is driving me crazy.
Dude, let's get a corded mouse.
Yeah, and a keyboard, too.
Yeah.
That's got to happen.
Yeah.
This wireless thing isn't working.
Done.
All right. And another mic stand, or gooseneck. All right, here we go.
More Prime memberships. We got to keep pouring to the mouse.
All right, so...
Trying to keep the lights on over here.
The advertisement on YouTube says, Getting Blown with Vortex, Electric Playground Interview. So this is an environment simulator for the PC that works on any game or movie automatically.
It blows air when sound comes out. That's what I'm getting.
Hot air, cold air.
Yeah.
So when someone throws an HE grenade, do you just feel warm air?
I'm guessing. That'd be fucking super dope. I mean.
Can you sit
I'm
on this thing?
I'm saying within this crazy idea that won't work, that would be a dope thing if somebody would buy this.
God, what if you had this and what was that headset or the headphones that vibrated?
That's awkward.
Yeah. Ugh. Razor one?
I still don't approve.
Yeah, the Razor one.
I still don't approve.
We shat all over it last week.
Vibrations. Well, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't this the same thing as having like a subwoofer?
No, well, but no, it it's blows actually cold air on
temperature,
you.
Temperature, yeah.
It's, cold or hot air, depending on what's going on.
Oh, okay.
That's stupid.
I mean, I'm guessing from what I'm seeing. That's what it makes me look, right?
Oh, speaking of hardware, I played VR in a bar last week. I didn't talk about it, but I got to play Bar Fight in a bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
So I went to Tipsy Crow on a Monday night.
Yeah,
all night,
they had it ready to go.
And they have that game night. I had friends in town, so I had to take them out on a Monday night.
Yeah.
And so they had game night at Tipsy Crow. Played a lot
that
of Jenga,
awesome.
Connect
that
4.
So fun.
And they had PlayStation VR there. And one of the things I played was Bar Fight. And it was fun. I didn't do a lot of fighting, though. I did a lot of weird, other intricate things you can do with ragdoll bodies in a video game, but that was cool. That was fun.
Sounded like things were about to get wrapped.
Yeah, it was like basically I would knock somebody out, and when you knock somebody out, you could just pick them up, and they become a ragdoll item, and I would make them blow me virtually. So, okay. And then I make two like other people kiss. It got weird. It got weird, but that's what happens.
Sounds like it. Yeah. All right. Another
well,
thing.
Where else can I get somebody else to do that if it's not in virtual reality? You know, we all live our second lives sometime.
you certainly do.
Okay. Just download the game, Second Life. No. There you go.
But in VR, Second Life VR.
All right.
Here's the concept.
Another thing Vorkoni has posted was the Google Project Stream. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is Google's like cloud service where you can just play games remotely. All you need is like a keyboard, mouse, and a monitor and an internet connection. So this is Assassin's Creed Odyssey running on Google Chrome here, and it looks really good. Pretty impressive. I mean, it looks just like I'm sure the game would look if you were to play it on a console.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm curious about latency.
Yeah, I mean, that is going to be the determining factor here. I've never used one of these cloud servers, never used
OnLive. But then if you have a shitty computer...
Did I use OnLive? Huh? I might have had a beta, or not a beta, but a trial version of OnLive that I tested out, and that was back before, you know, everybody had gigabit, and the connections weren't, like, that reliable, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine if you have a horrible ISP or something, this would not be ideal for you either.
Mm-hmm. It,
well, either way, stuff. Because you would still need to input those keystrokes or mouse movements, and to connect to the server is going to take a few milliseconds. So you're going to at least notice that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even on
as noticeable as playing on something that offers horrible frame rate.
Yeah.
More or less the same, right?
I couldn't imagine
bad frames, bad latency.
I couldn't imagine playing like Counter-Strike Go on this. Like that just seems, because in a game like that, latency is so important.
Yeah,
but,
you single know, player, I could see games. This.
Because I don't know if you guys ever tried the Steam Link.
Mm-hmm.
No, oh yeah,
The latency is pretty noticeable.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty bad. Yeah.
But for single player games, it's doable.
It depends on the game. If you're playing like a platformer, like something that's not like too graphically intense or something, and it's on like a hardwired connection, not Wi-Fi, like you could get away with it.
I think
but you couldn't do like.
We were going.
I did Steam Link with Divinity. That was decent.
We were going 9 feet, but through a regular sheetrock wall, and it was barely playable with a couch co-op. And we're just like. I mean, one wall is not asking a lot. 9 feet is not asking a lot. So, you know, we weren't blown away. And that's why it's sitting in a box at the bottom.
Nine inches. It's not asking a lot.
It's not asking a lot.
All right. Just kidding.
Emilio, you got
no, you're not.
You got a Pixel
kidding,
3.
Kidding, never kidding.
That have you haven't used it yet, though, right?
No, I haven't got mine yet. Sam got hers first. She ordered hers maybe 15 seconds before me, and somehow she got hers.
She always does. That's funny how that works out.
But it's not a big deal because I'm so busy right now. Like right after this, I'm going to have sex and fall asleep.
Didn't you just upgrade, get a new Pixel last year? So this is 1 year later?
Right. Hmm. And I had already said, okay, I'm like, okay, I'm still paying this one off.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you even paid off your first phone?
I'm not going to get the next one. I am not going to get it.
Cell phone on lease.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
made you buy it, though? Because I looked at it, I'm just like, eh.
Did you watch the presentation? I'm a sucker for these.
I might move over to Pixel.
I mean, it's got the notch. It's got a really good camera. Like, it's supposed to be better in a lot of ways, but just not like anything. I don't know. I don't.
Not like a whole generation better.
Too big.
Is that what you were saying?
A couple takeaways that made me buy it. One. Yeah. I'm a fucking chauvinist pig.
That person looked like Frank Ocean.
I can't let my girlfriend have a better phone than me. So that was a small part of it. But also, because she was like, oh, bot. Because the big thing for her is she got little tiny T-Rex arms. She can't do a lot of things. She can't get jars.
Tits that big, it's hard to maneuver.
Yeah, I mean, when you have big tits, it's like a third of your arm is tit. Right?
Problems I don't understand. Yeah. Apparently, girls have, like, the friend that visited me, she is signing up for breast reduction because she can't even go on a walk without complaining about her back hurting. Her tits are G's.
Do you have this person's phone number?
Like, she's literally a walking good game.
Or huh? What?
My girl?
Yeah.
GG.
I'd like to meet her.
Yeah. Sam, don't listen to him.
I sign off every episode with the word tits, so in case you're wondering.
Say GG titties, everyone. Mm-hmm.
So
classy.
For her, what was really good was the front mounted selfie camera is wide angle. So they put two on the front. So her short little arms, it doesn't matter. You can get five people in the shot.
Yeah,
even, so you could shoot your own Busta Rhymes music video with this.
Exactly.
All right,
and
that's cool.
Funny that you say that. The newest this is all like whatever. But Eminem shot his newest video on the Pixel 3.
That's
and
cool.
Five magazine covers that coming out this like GQ, Elle, like some of the big ones. Mm-hmm. All the covers were shot on the Pixel 3.
My cell phone has a panorama selfie. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have dual cameras, but it has the selfie pana where I'll hold it down and I can shift left and right and I'll panorama my selfie. I would never do that for, I actually don't really ever use it, except I did use it when I had four people, when I have like at least four people and I need to fit all of this in.
So basically this one does it without the moving.
That's cool.
Yeah. So the camera is supposed to be off the charts. Like I said, it's been used for five magazine covers. A big seller for me was that the speakers are 50% louder.
Oh, that's
nice. And that's something that I use constantly. I'm always playing my shit at full blast on my phone.
My phone is actually too loud for me.
Wow.
Like, because when I have shit playing on my phone and I record like a snap or something.
Yeah, you got an Android. Android has always had louder speakers. Uh-huh. iPhones have the quietest speakers ever. It's so weird.
I think because it only comes out of the bottom. And most Androids
have it. I haven't had an iPhone since like the 4 or 4S or something.
Yeah. So this is why it has the big notch that everybody's complaining about. Because they had to put this giant speaker in it and the dual things. I'm okay with it. Most people. See, it looks ugly. It breaks up the screen. It's not. You know what I mean? Like.
Mm-hmm. I don't think,
but that's what the iPhone had.
I think did it.
Yeah, I don't think it looks iPhone, ugly. The iPhone X. I feel like the iPhone does have that, but I just feel like it's you just disregard that portion of the screen. Obviously, it's going to. It's almost like
it just
like
makes
the,
room for your battery life, your Wi-Fi, your.
It like seems LTE. Like we're,
and if you really hate it, you can put like a black bar across, and then you don't see it anymore.
My phone,
like, there's an option for that. So,
yeah.
More on this next week. I'm sure I'll get mine tomorrow. So we'll talk about it then. But you have the competitor. You have the Galaxy Note 9.
Yeah.
Which came out when?
That's a good question. I want to say like 2 months ago.
Okay. And how are you liking it so far?
I love it. I've been having a Note since like the Note 5. So like it was like a lot smaller.
Wait. So you've gone from 9, 6, 7. I mean,
no,
5,
I,
6,
five,
7.
Actually, 5 to 9, actually.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's a huge jump,
Yeah, it's
dude.
Huge.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm, like, having, like, this small phone compared to this bigger phone.
Right.
I bought it on Verizon. It was, like, a 2-for-1. Gave one to my girlfriend. She was using, like, a Pixel.
Even though she yells at you for playing PUBG wrong?
Yeah.
Wow.
And wow. She
says a keeper.
That this phone is too
This
too
is
big.
A keeper.
She's a keeper. She's top 100 PUBG duos. Shit. If I went for girls.
The new
She's definitely my type, hard carry wise.
I had a Note 4, and that was one of the best phones I ever had. That thing lasted like 3-4 years. That was the one I had so long, and I finally convinced myself, like, okay, I'm going to get a new phone. No, I got a Pixel. I got a Pixel, too. last February, but I had the Note 4 for the longest time. I tried to get the whatever the exploding one was. What was that?
Seven.
The seven? Yeah. But then
exploding, what's that mean?
The battery blew up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It would literally go on.
I thought you meant it was like a function. Like everything, all those, like R2-D2, all the things come out of the sides.
No, it started blowing up on planes, and then they had to recall all of them. So I couldn't get one. And then the Pixel came out, and I was like, because to me, a big screen is like the most important thing for me, because I watch a lot of Twitch on my phone.
Right.
Yeah. But does that still come with a stylus?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Okay.
It's I love the stylus on this thing. It sucks. It's yellow because of Fortnite.
Yeah, it looks like it like a pencil. Like
I could control my number two pencil. My photos with this.
Yeah.
So I could just use it as a remote. The big thing about it that I do.
The stylus has buttons on it.
Yeah, just one.
And what's it do?
You could use it as a remote. You could use it to bring up the screen.
Okay.
You could just write jot down notes if you wanted to.
Wow.
So I usually use it just to make memes.
Yeah.
Because I could cut people's faces out.
Right. And it's right on. You can literally just draw on pictures, right?
Yeah.
And then save it, and then that's awesome.
It's a big upgrade for me, though.
Yeah, I'm sure, dude.
Because I use my phone
several generations.
Yeah, I use my phone a lot at work, and having the 5 lasted me the whole day, and it just would be dead at the end of the day.
Right.
This thing would last me
the battery life.
Yeah. 2 days, easy.
Now, do you do any gaming on your phone?
No, I don't. No? I should.
That's why it lasts you 2 days.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't do any gaming either.
Do you stream on that? Since it's such a big screen, do you do Netflix or anything else like that?
Probably when I'm only taking a shit. Literally.
So did you know that the Pixel was even a thing? Do you know? Because every time I bring my phone up, they don't know what a Pixel is. And on top of that, even worse, Project Fi, nobody's ever heard of. Ever.
Okay, that I haven't.
So that's Google's phone company.
Yeah. It depends on how much data you use, but dude, it was a game changer for me. I spend $23 on my cell phone bill every month because I just don't use a lot of data.
But he's super good at not using Wi-Fi. I pay way more.
Max, you're going to use $60 for your data, and then it's
max
$20 for the plan, and then $10 for any extra phone.
I have six heads on my plan, so let's not talk about cell phone bills. I have six heads on my plan.
Oh yeah,
my family plan.
Fucking Asians.
Wow. It's actually my plan, though. I'm the head of the plan because I started my plan when I was 15. I love it when people are like, "Chia, do you still have the same cell phone number?" I'm like, "Yeah."
What color are you?
I've only ever had one cell phone number. What are you talking about?
You're Filipino?
What color are you, Derek?
Yeah, yeah, that's how I ask.
No, I mean, I totally understood.
Oh, my gosh. And there begins the listener questions.
Wow. I did want to mention one thing. I was looking at the Pixel page.
Your food is tremendous. Oh, yeah. I love that shit.
What Starburst flavor are you, though?
Well, this thing here, what is this? Google Lens. Okay, so you know where you film something and then you can put a animated character in it or something?
No, that's not what Lens is.
It's called AR.
Oh, Lens is augmented when it reality, reads right? something.
Yeah, right? Lens is when you take a picture of something, you're not sure what it is.
And then Google tells you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Googling with an image as opposed to text.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So whatever this is, Playground, maybe, I don't know, but whatever lets you put the little stickers or the little animated people in things. So I was listening to an interview with this guy who works at Weta Digital, and he was talking about but he was talking about when they were shooting the Warcraft movie, and apparently, I don't know why I didn't think this technology existed, but when the director looks into the viewfinder and sees the monitors up, he can see just CGI. Like this. Because they have people in mocap suits acting as the orcs.
Right.
But when he looks in his monitor, they actually look like orcs moving around and stuff.
But not like rendered fully, just like the mock-ups.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's probably not like the end product, see on screen. Yeah, but, you know, it still gives you a much better idea rather than seeing some dude in a green jumpsuit.
Dude, what about what that technology they did for Avatar? Remember? So as they're in their mocap suits...
When you plug into each other and...
That's the movie, Chief.
Just kidding.
when they're like filming it and they're in their mocap suits, they have this like helmet on with screens all the way around their head so they can see the virtual. It's basically what you're talking mm-hmm. about, but the actors can see the virtual mm-hmm. world as well. And Homeboy made, he's a wizard, that guy. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
James Cameron.
He invented that shit for that
Warlock
shit.
Warlock Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he stands for good or for evil.
All right. Let's get into some listener questions.
Oh, really quick. One more thing about James Cameron. I saw an interview with him recently. This is crazy. They're like, hey, so submersible, you've been lower than any man ever. And he's like, yeah, I love submersibles. And they're like, oh, that's really cool. And he's like, what started this? And he's like, well, I always wanted to visit the Titanic.
Oh, like 1,000 Leagues Under the Sea or 10,000. I mean, what is it?
No, the Titanic, you know, when.
No. Submersible. Like, so actually going.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like going down.
Okay. Yeah.
And also the robot ones. And he loves all of
remote,
that shit, right?
Like hardcore.
And this is what he says. He goes, I always wanted to visit the Titanic in person. So I wrote a little script and 20th Century Fox paid for it.
Oh my
so
God.
Basically, the highest grossest movie of all time at the time, which is Titanic, he wrote only to so that visit. 20th Century Fox would pay for the submarines mm-hmm. to take the shots of the fucking boat.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
That is so badass.
I mean, maybe he's only saying that in retro, like to make us go have say this on a podcast.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, that's some crazy shit.
He's a crazy guy.
Yep.
All right, listener question, Shadow Master, always with a listener question. I have seen this on a lot of my Facebook gaming pages, so my question is, what old school game would you love to see improved with current graphics? I feel like we've had that one before,
yeah, but sure.
always good to revisit.
Let's start with Derek. Put you on the spot.
Oh. Old school game.
None of this is proof.
What's the oldest, schoolest game that you started with, first off?
Oh, original Mario.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. So what got you into PC gaming?
A friend of mine had Counter-Strike 1.3.
Yeah.
And
game over, son.
You mean your girlfriend?
No.
Introduced you to Counter-Strike?
No. I ditched school, and he was playing Counter-Strike, and I was like, what is this? Is this like GoldenEye? And I was like,
oh my gosh.
That's when I got hooked.
Is this like GoldenEye?
But way, way better.
Damn, honestly. Did you learn some lessons that day, right? Awesome. That's cool. You started 1.3.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was your introduction to PC gaming.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Very nice.
But if I wanted something to be improved on current graphics, probably either Turtles in Time.
Oh, nice.
What's that?
That's Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Oh,
Turtles
okay. TMNT. Okay.
TMNT.
TM, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. By the way, at CoinUp, I beat the game.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Which one?
I beat the game.
Wow.
And the dude that beat the game with me, he slid me his number. That's so funny. Actually, but I don't know. I must have tossed it.
Yeah. Why?
Not my type.
Wow.
I was going after the married guy with the NPR shirt.
Yeah, you were.
No.
You were.
I was. Nothing happened.
So what game? Oh, yeah.
Turtles in Time or the original GoldenEye.
You say that, but... So they had a reboot of the movies, and then they had a reboot of the game, but I feel like nobody played it. It's probably
That game was garbage.
Yeah, it was garbage, right?
Yeah.
Because we would have heard if it was
I got a whole theory on brawler beat 'em ups. It's so hard to redo them. I don't know if it's just... Cause
it's not
I
your
love
theory.
Those.
I literally said you can't redo the... Like, I've talked about it several times.
Yeah, but I'm going out there actually playing these games, dude. I played them all, man. I played Foul Play. I played the Ninja Turtles one. I played all the new Double Dragon. Like... They're all things that should work, but just don't.
Well, what about the Castle Fighter, one? Street Fighter did it so well.
Castle Crashers. Yeah. Then, well, the reason that was so successful. Oh, you're talking about Rampage or what?
Not Castle Rampage Knights. The one right before
that. This is that part of the show where we just sit here and ramble a bunch of games until we get it. That one was good. What was that?
Whatever what we're talking about, that one was good.
Yeah.
So, in case you're wondering, there's a good one out there. But it had, like, roguelike mechanics.
Yeah, it had roguelike mechanics. But back in the day, you used to be able to just play Streets of Rage because you liked the game, and you didn't need all the progression like Castle Crashers did or the roguelike, like whatever that game is, we can't remember.
Basically, what we just said is like just recapping like 6 months of... Because these brawlers come out and you're like, wow, this is going to be cool. Side scrolling, all these combos, all this shit. And then you play it and you're like 10 minutes and you're like, where's the headshots or like whatever it is.
Yeah. Why am I playing this?
Like, okay, I already unlocked all the combos. Lost Castle. No, that's not what it's called.
That's it. Lost Castle.
Oh, Lost Castle. Yeah. Very good. That's probably the best side scroller beat 'em up that I've played in recent memory.
Yeah.
I don't know. Judging on appearances, which we all do so well, I'm not sold on this one.
It's good.
It's good.
Binding of Isaac looks terrible. Way worse than this. Yeah. And it's one of my favorite games.
All right. Graphics. Chi, go.
I probably am saying the exact same answer as I said before. I would say, Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be so much fucking fun. I think you've
used that for another answer, but yeah, either way.
Yeah,
I'm really surprised
improve current graphics. I'm surprised it hasn't been remade in any element at all. So if you took Zombie Ate, like, even if you downgraded Left 4 Dead into what Zombies Ate My Neighbors was, it would be a lot of fun.
They have it on Steam, but it's like a emulator game. They have the Sega Mega Drive classics. I'm gonna piggyback on your answer there and say Toe Jam and Earl. They are coming out with a new version called Back in the Groove. This has been at the top of my wish list forever, and it's been coming soon for at least a year now. Like, it's been on my wish list for a year, and it's
not gonna happen.
I don't know. I mean, it's got a Steam page.
Hey Bobby, did you see that video that I tagged you in, the Rick and Morty video?
So
it's Pickle Rick, and it's him trying to he's trying to do the voiceover, but he keeps messing up. But then they animated the messing up.
Yeah.
Okay. That was good.
Yeah, good
time. Hey, remember that time?
Did
that was awesome. That was awesome.
Did you find it off of Reddit?
Probably. I think I did. I'm a Reddit boy now.
All right, Emilio, you got anything to add to that?
Geez, I was putting everybody on the spot so much that I didn't think for my own answer. ActRaiser, if we're going to go way back to SNES, it takes a side-scroller beat 'em up and it mixes them up with a RTS, which is so crazy.
So an RTS, or it was like one of those top-down shooters?
No, right? Definitely RTS. Definitely RTS. You had a city, then you were building it.
I think it of Faxanadu or something. Oh, okay,
maybe not. Maybe not RTS. But definitely like 4X, I guess. It's hard to say. So in your left screen here.
I've played this game. It was so confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
You got the side scroller.
I beat this in one night. I could not put it down.
Oh, wait, you've always talked about this game too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I specifically remember that.
So right there, that's the base building.
I remember that part.
Oh, you're right, Bobby. You do fight things on the top down.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was one of those things like Asteroids where they're coming down and you're just like trying to shoot things as they come. I'm thinking of a different
game. Yeah, you're thinking of a different game. But you were right because on the map, you have to kill things in your angel form. Mm-hmm. And you have a butt, which is important. Yeah. But as this angel, you go down into a statue and then that statue becomes the warrior and then you can fight off demons on the ground. As a kid, it was my favorite game ever. So seeing a modern version of this.
Yeah, it wasn't a simple game, so I'm surprised as a younger person you...
I was way smarter when I was younger. Way smarter.
Weren't we all?
Your level of disintegration is...
All right, let's see.
In the long run of things.
Directed at Emilio. He says, I'm thinking of going to Mexico for my honeymoon next year, December, January, from the UK. Any recommendations or places to avoid?
One thing to know right off the bat is if you stay at an all-inclusive resort, everything's going to be watered down. Like, you'll get shots right out of a bottle. All that shit's half what it used, but it's free. So just know that. For the most part, Cabo is like being in America. So you can go to Cabo. It's a small place. So if you're going for a long time, don't go to Cabo. It's very small, but it's very like, it's just all... It's concentrated. It's all just whitewashed. It's America, but in Mexico.
The Taco Bell of
and
Mexico.
It's beautiful. Prettier than Taco Bell. I wouldn't say that bad. If you want it to be really warm, because you're coming from the UK. So if you want warmth and real warmth, you go to Cancun. You will not have a bad time. It's almost like Vegas on the beach, if you want that. But if it's too much for you, they're 40 minutes away, car ride. There's a place called Playa del Carmen, and it's basically Cancun without all the craziness. And then around that, you can go to pyramids. You can go to cenotes. Cenotes is one of the most beautiful things in the world. They're sinkholes. And you can basically, you can para, or what is it called? Rappel. You can rappel down them. You can jet ski through them. You can, it's a giant hole in the ground with water at the bottom. And the water and the light, like, peers through. It's beautiful. Cenotes are beautiful. So that's one of the best natural wonders. So
what places would you avoid? Tijuana, Hong Kong?
You would think. Tijuana is very, very safe compared to other places. It's like a metropolitan city. I mean, it's dirty when you get there, but there's a lot of really good food.
Sounds like L.A.?
But I wouldn't recommend
that. Is that like the L.A. of Mexico? Or
what?
Is that like the L.A. of Mexico?
Detroit
of Mexico. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heard.
There's a lot going on there, but yeah, just avoid everything else.
Doesn't seem like a honeymoon location, though.
Oh, and Mexico City has a lot going on with it as well.
It's but totally I would go honeymoon.
Cancun. It's a safe bet.
It's
or
tequila,
Cabo.
Steak, and lobster. Bet. That's one honeymoon more. All over it.
One more. Mm-hmm. I went to Acapulco, and it was like the place to be in the 70s. Like, I'm not kidding you guys. This is not hyperbole. I stayed in the suite that JFK stayed when he had his honeymoon with whatever her name is. The O. She has an O.
Jackie O.
Yeah, Onassis. And I stayed in that suite for like $200 a night.
That's insane. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's like, everything's still there from the 70s swankiness.
I was going to say, I'm like, minus, the semen stains.
Minus the people, the crowds. There's none of that. But there is a little bit of danger. The cartels have been going there. But you can get a lot. Your money goes very far there. Yeah. I got a piece so bad. Is there any more for me?
No. Well, Jen's asking who hell Dick Nick is.
Dick Nick is my nephew. He goes by Killer Fuzz. It's a funny thing. I've been wanting to talk about him because it's how, like, I'm at family things and I'm like, wow, this guy is so obnoxious. He's such a dick. And then when I hear the podcast, I'm like, I sound like Dick. And then it hit me. I'm like, Dick Nick is just doing me. Like, he's my nephew and he looked up to me. So he's just doing an impression of me. And I go, oh my God, am I that obnoxious all the time? Jesus Christ. And it was a rip. And I was like, I'm not going to call him Dick Nick anymore.
You.
Yeah,
you
I heard it from me. You. And that's what happened. Can I go pee?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just do other questions while
no,
you're
No, there's something about boobs. Yeah. I can talk about boobs.
All right. Well, we got another one for you from Jen's.
How could Emilio be a had boobs to move woman? To,
if Emilio had to move to any other place he passed on his road trip, not California, where would he move?
Okay, so I started in Pennsylvania. No. Went up to New Jersey. Didn't see enough of it, but probably no. Came back the other way through Pennsylvania, then into Illinois, I think is the next one. No. Nebraska, no. Oh, I know. It's Utah?
Utah's beautiful.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Was it Utah? Where is all the Mormons? Is it Utah?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Utah. So there is a little town before Salt Lake City. First of all, Salt Lake City is like San Diego. I mean, not without the beauty and all that, but size-wise. It's like a legit city with an airport and all that stuff. I didn't know any of this. So we drive in. I was like, whoa, it's a real city.
I didn't know there was anything between California and New Jersey.
I thought it was just rocks.
Cows and really corn. Did.
But
rocks.
Right before you get to Salt Lake City, there was this brand new little town with all brand new buildings, waterfalls, beautiful. And me and my buddy were like, oh my God, this is awesome. And then in 20 minutes, you can be in Salt Lake City. I was like, this is the shit right here. So I would say Utah. Now I got to pee. I can't hold it anymore.
All right.
All right. Let's see. Atrocious asks, what do you got? We'll come back to the other one.
Okay, we'll save the good one for you. We'll save the good one for you.
Dwarf Fortress question, man. You can go. You're excused. What do you guys think about Dwarf Fortress? It seems insane to me how complicated this game is and the dedicated fans creator it has. Everything about it is fascinating to me, and I would love to hear your thoughts on it. Dude, I took one look at that game and I was like, no, thank you.
Not even sure what that is, but if it has dwarves, I hate it. Just kidding.
It is. It's one of those games.
How furious are you, dwarf furious?
People talk a lot about this game. It's one of those games that people love, even though, like, here, let's take a look. This is the game you see in the background here.
It looks like Netcode.
It's like ASCII art.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very, maybe if I pull up a video, it'll give you a better idea. Tutorial, how to play. Very complex. Very hard to play, like an old school game. Like you got to be committed to get into this game. Like it is a lot.
What the fuck?
Yeah, graphically
like
not
weird
a lot.
Dig dig.
It looks like Minesweeper with.
This is a top down view of what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fun, but
it's like an old school RPG. You see in the top right corner, you have your key commands up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, this is just one of those games that, I don't know. It's a tough sale.
It would be fun to troll somebody who thinks they're loading up Minecraft and they get this fucking bullshit.
There's enough people that are really into this game to make me curious. Like, what does it have going on? What's so great about it? I'm sure there's something there, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to expend the effort.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks. Sounds like I have a hard enough time updating my game drivers with NVIDIA. Like, I'm not going to fucking get into Dwarf Fortress. No way at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a good sign when you have a 50-minute tutorial starting guide for beginners.
Beautiful.
I've installed it and then deleted it.
Derek,
right
does this
after.
Look appealing to you
no.
at all?
I'm so
You're
confused.
Like, where's the fucking crosshair, dude? where are my corners? Do we WASD in this game? I don't know.
All I see is like a chicken and a duck and maybe a dog.
When you when you lower your graphics to this level, what you can do is like in text do amazing, like crazy amounts of things. Like, you can take it to the crazy levels where I've heard stories where somebody was like trying to build a dam in the Dwarf Fortress, and then without them knowing, there was a hole in the wall, and it like drowned all their baby dwarves, so they didn't have a new generation of dwarves. And it's like that stuff. It's not something that's scripted, obviously. But it's in the code somewhere, so you can take it.
I thought dwarves like were born life. As full-grown men with beards. I didn't know dwarf Could babies be. Are actually like a thing. I've never seen a dwarf baby.
You've never seen a dwarf female either, if you think about it.
I've seen dwarf females, just not dwarf babies.
Oh. Well, anyway, they can do a lot. They can take these games.
Like, I don't think dwarves far. Even reproduce. Maybe they just like come out of the rock like mud men.
Or,
fully grown
orcs, I think, coming out of the
yeah.
too.
Yo, now yeah. that I'm thinking about it, this looks like a really old version of Ark.
Yeah, Ark. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I'm seeing Rimworld.
Yeah, well, Rimworld look visually,
it's got that same top down, yeah. and it seems to be all about, you know, starting a community.
Yeah.
And
they fall in love, they get depressed. It's like they can do so much.
They
more.
Fall in love, they get depressed.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Story
in
my
that
life.
Order.
That's usually how it goes.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Atrocious has another question. Are you an ass or boobs man or woman?
We've answered this before.
Have we? Yeah, we have.
I don't know. Bobby, I'm curious.
Ass man.
What a
boobs
robot
woman.
Would like.
A shiny metal ass.
A square ass from Lego.
Are you an ass guy? Ass, yeah.
No, what is it, Bobby? Your girl doesn't listen, so it's
T-R-A,
okay.
T-R-A.
I don't know. I appreciate all parts. It probably changes.
What?
From year to year. Yeah.
He's really? Just going to take a... He's going to be on
Depends
the
on what I'm in the mood
one.
For. Yeah, that's what I do. I ride that fence.
Unfortunately for me, I don't get the privilege of one or the other when it comes mm-hmm. to men.
Okay.
Oh, right. So
it's
face,
like very
face
obvious.
Or body.
Face
Shaft or
body.
Balls, Chi. Shaft or balls.
Face or body, Chi.
No, I'm actually... no,
wait,
that's
face
not
or body?
Right.
Yeah, it is.
What?
It's very comparable. Face or body? Would you rather a prettier
well,
guy?
Because I'm like, is personally with this? No, for me, it would be like, I'm definitely an ass girl. I love a good ass and a guy, but I love a dude's shoulders. So instead of tits, I would say I really like the upper back span of a guy. It doesn't have to be huge or anything, but his posture has a big, I have a radar for posture, I suppose.
Posture.
Mm-hmm. Man, that sounds like a band teacher.
yeah, that's basically
Derek, it. Do you like guys' backs or, oh, no, wait.
I like it all. No, I'm kidding. Probably ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's because I sign off every episode with titties and I'm not crazy into it. It's overall, I like the overall thing. So I wouldn't take tits 10 and ass 0 or ass 10 and tits 0. I would like 5 and 5 if I had to.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. I would like, I like just an overall. Yeah.
I need like a 0 to 10 guy. 'Cause that's what you're getting with me.
Yeah. I'm 0. Geez.
Well, I know, but at the same time, it's like predominantly more ass than tit. Mm. Yeah. But if you're all about, you know, falling for the personality,
Nobody mentioned the brain here. Nobody mentioned the brain of the person you're on. Because that's really...
You don't fuck their brains, Bobby.
Or the sense of humor. That's important, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, last question from Clown Lotion, calling himself the Lotion now.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's so much more creepier. I thought you couldn't get creepier than Clown Lotion. And then the Lotion.
The Lotion. I fucking love it.
So a little, I probably told this story before. So Clown Lotion flew out because he paid the $200.
And we went to coin op.
And it was awesome. But
it was
anyway,
awesome. So one of my best friends.
We had a really good time.
Uh-huh.
And so this guy that we were talking, this couple we were talking to, I don't know how we started talking to.
Was it me and Max?
No. Rando couple. Mm. And this girl was I don't know, Eastern Bloc, right? Smoke show, probably 8.5, hot as fuck. Her boyfriend, clearly on cocaine, was 4, 4.5. And I was like, man, there is...
What was his wallet?
No, it wasn't that. We were trying to figure it out. Like,
okay.
What makes up for this disparity? Like, this is weird. Uh-huh. Like, it's too much of a gap. And
Made her feel like a 4, and that's why she wanted her.
No, it turned it out to be Visa. You know, to stay in the country.
But anyway, ride?
Doesn't matter. What doesn't matter is that when she went to the bathroom, he said, oh man, she's so mad at me. And we're like, why? He's clearly on cocaine. He's like, she keeps saying that I'm talking too much. And I was like, no, man, you're good. You're good. And he's like, all right, cool. So then the guy comes back from the bathroom. Clown Lotion's like, dude, your girlfriend's complaining about you talking why are you mad at him for talking too much? Or like calls him right out.
Clown Lotion.
He's drunk as awesome. Shit.
I love Clown though. Yeah, we had so much fun that night. Yeah.
That was a good time.
Let's just clear the air.
Yeah, let's clear the air.
Yeah.
Hey, remember
let's get
that
it all out right
remember
now.
2 minutes ago when you said definitely don't talk about this thing? Yeah. I'm gonna talk about that thing first.
Yeah.
Last time I went to coin op, I actually so there's two different coin ops in town. One in North Park,
which is an arcade for adults.
Yeah. The drink I would order at the North Park one, it's called like Dr. Mario's Pill or something.
That's awesome.
And it's basically just a really nice margarita. But then when you order the same thing at the downtown one, you get a frickin' Gatorade, what do they call it? You know, at sports, like the cooler, you get an actual cooler, with 8 straws and it's rum based. And I was like, oh shit, that's what I ordered. I went to the bathroom. So when I go to the bathroom and I tell my girl to order a drink for me, I'm like, get me the Dr. Mario pill. And then she orders the drink and then she got me the cooler, so it's meant for 8 people. It's meant to be shared. And
did you
drink
it by yourself?
No, between the three of us, we shared it. But crazy. Like it was a lot of fun that night. Let's say,
your texts were telling us.
Yeah,
is that it? Is that the end of the podcast?
Oh no, I still got to get to the question.
Oh yeah, I said
Clown Lotion, and we did 5 minutes on that. Okay, so he asks, what's one game you've wanted to sit down and play that you want to devote your full attention to in order to learn how to play it, but haven't had the time?
Oh, Crusader Kings 2, sure.
Yeah, that's probably
definitely
a good
not
example of that.
I need to take.
You need to take a fucking college class on that.
Community college. Let's not get crazy. Community college class on how to play that and then play it.
Yeah, that, I don't know about that.
I remember on the podcast, I was like, you could do so many things. I was watching the videos. It's like, yeah, so many things can happen, and then you could have your kids can come back and rebel on you and blah, blah. And then I played it and didn't know what I was doing. And then I watched a 40-minute video on how to play it and still didn't know what I was doing. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the Total War series last week.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's a good example of that. Because I tried for 2 hours to get into it. Didn't connect. But, you know, it's like I was saying earlier. Like, there's these games that enough people are into that you know there's something there.
There's something there.
Yeah.
You just got to find it.
Mm-hmm. You got to get over that hump and allow yourself to get into it. But, I don't know, probably Total War for me because I really want to like those games.
Gee.
Well, no. Derek, you go.
Oh, my probably pick is Dark Souls. I downloaded it.
Oh, yeah.
I played it for like an hour, and I'm like, this is too much to read. I don't got time for this.
Was it the original when it came out? Like that long ago?
No. It was like recently. Like a friend
of
mine.
Dark Souls 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
A friend of mine gave me a key. He was like, here, have this. I'm like, okay.
I don't recall any reading.
Those games are not very accessible, man. They're hard.
Yeah, they're rough.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing this whole time?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Forget it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
it's worth it, though. I don't recall reading much, to be honest.
It doesn't even have like a steep learning curve. That's just a game that beats you down repeatedly until you figure it out. The way I played it, I think 2 years ago one summer, I played it. And I had someone who was a huge Dark Souls fan walk me through it. We did multiplayer. We had to use whatever fixes you use to be able to get in each other's games easily for Dark Souls 1. And he basically walked me through the whole thing. We'd go up to this guy and say, okay, all right, this guy, we're going to do this. You stand over there, you do that. He walked me through everything. And it was pretty enjoyable that way. But there's no way I would have figured this stuff out on my own. Not only that, but just like where to go. They don't give you anything in that game.
Yeah, most reading that I can think of when it comes to a Dark Souls title is the Wikipedia, because you will be going to their wiki page to figure out what the fuck to do with an item. If you get, I think like moving through the game,
I didn't like it at all.
I've never gotten lost moving through the game, but have I picked up items and resources and come to like little clues that I didn't do anything with because I couldn't piece them together? Absolutely. But I think to get through the game, you'll do okay.
Bobby and I playing Dark Souls 2, trying to go multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably took an hour to an hour and a half of researching.
Finding that soapstone.
The soapstone, and you got to write the thing and make sure nobody else is around. And
I guess it's because I started with Demon Souls. Like, once you have a bare-bone understanding of what that series... It's the same equation throughout all the games, but it is a very complex and in-depth type of...
Yeah, there's a lot that carries over. So, if you've done one Dark Souls game, then you could pick up the other ones a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there is a lot of
I would say that the best thing about these Souls-likes are the Souls-likes. Like, I think getting away from Dark Souls, games like Surge and games like Blood, what's the one on the PS4?
Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm. They take the best of it and leave all that bullshit aside. Like, you know, that very punishing combat is fun. All the shit of looking up things on Wikipedia is not fun at all. Why is that fun? I don't want it.
I look up Harvest Moon Wikipedia, and I am having the time of my life. I
that's
love
it, though. I think
you make something difficult enough that when you are able to accomplish something, you feel even more successful and better about it. So, I mean, I understand why some people like that, but it just makes it more accessible to have other games like that. And it's cool that we have varying degrees of it. I mean, we have the super hardcore stuff for people who like that. Yeah, I thought Surge was just as hard as any Dark Souls game, though.
I'm not saying that it's harder or less hard, but the mechanics are explained to you. Oh, this is what you do with this.
It's a little more tutorialized then.
Yeah, sure. Or I don't even want to say tutorialized, but in Dark Souls,
more
I feel like everything I had to go. Yeah, I had to go look up every single item. Mm-hmm. What's this do? Because clearly, this doesn't tell me what it does.
Well, half the shit is spelled out in riddles anyway.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That part of the game I don't enjoy at all. Yeah. That's why I like games like Surge, where it's like, it's the Dark Soul mechanics as far as like fighting and the, what is it called? The campfire and starting over. I don't mind starting over. I'm going to keep going until I do it right. Mm-hmm. Like the game Edge of, or the movie Edge of Tomorrow. Same thing like that. But I rather Souls likes than actual Dark Souls. And there are some good ones out there, dude. Like, Surge is just one of the smaller of, but there's the Bloodborne is another big one.
Yeah. For me, it would have been Rainbow Six Siege. Black Ops 4 came out before I really gave Siege any time and attention. And now that Black Ops 4 is taking up all that time and attention, I don't need to go back to Siege anytime soon.
Yep.
Simple answer.
But you did have fun when you were dabbling there.
Lots of fun. But I knew it would have taken a lot of time.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's the show. What's everyone doing next week? What's on the menu? What's on the agenda?
Well, do we want to give Derek guest spotlight?
I think we kind of covered. What's the next one?
Next one, November. That's our 3-day one.
So that's coming up quick.
November what?
Yeah.
November 16, 17,
18. Oh, that's my 30th birthday.
Are the 50 slots filled?
16, 17. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to be on break during that.
That's my birthday. I have a week
that off. One's 70 slots.
70 slots? Is that one of the ones at a hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow.
We'll be running that one. We run 2 a month, just like one-dayers.
Yeah.
We're at the house.
Okay.
If you guys don't feel like bringing your PC, just say, hey, I want a rental. And we have 10 rentals.
That's cool.
Oh, perfect. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk more after for sure. Yeah, we'll exchange the emails and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. I really like what you guys are doing because PC gaming, we always talk about this. It's like you're looking at these numbers of like, wow, 200,000 people playing. And then you go out in real life, you go to work and shit, and you're like, where are all these people? Like, it's so rare to meet a PC gamer.
Derek found one. You found me.
Yeah, well, it happens. Mm-hmm. But I found a Chi. You found a Derek. Mm-hmm. There's not a room full of Dereks that I've found in my life. Mm-hmm. But, like, if it was something else, then I don't know.
Yeah, it's like
in a city like San Diego, it's
hard to find.
In a city like San Diego, it's a lot easier than other places. But you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not everyone's like flashing their "I'm a PC gamer" card wherever they go.
Right.
You know, it's such a like an in closet.
It's just like the other day when
conversation
you were saying,
as well.
Somebody said, "Oh, you're a gamer. What kind of games do you play?" And you're like, "Oh," because you know they're gonna talk. They're gonna bring up Call of Duty. They're gonna bring up all the like console games. And it's like that's not who we are. When Bobby and I met, I was like, "Yeah, you're a gamer." But what kind of gamer are you?
Well, you did the same shit to me.
Games are like movies now. I mean, if a gamer meets another gamer, it's like two people who both like movies. Like, everybody likes movies, man. Just about everybody plays games, but there's just so many different varieties and different kinds. So
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't know what I'm playing next week. Probably a little more Killing Floor 2.
Obviously, and World of Warcraft.
WoW, HOTS. I don't know what else. There's something else that I installed and was planning on playing, but I don't know what that is.
The Walking Dead beta?
Yes. That was it. Yeah, we got to play that. I've noticed she gets
some copies. I get so busy during the weekend. It is virtually impossible for me to squeeze in game time.
I loaded it up.
Where did you get those betas from?
The beta keys are from Chosen 13. He's a good friend and I'm a very avid viewer on Twitch, so you'll probably you'll see him in some of my like death matches and stuff like that. So he got me the copy of the game, and when you get a copy of the game, you actually get beta keys for free and 4 different ones. So I gifted it to you guys. Not sure if you guys played it at all. Black Ops 4 came out, so I had zero intention to use up all that hard drive space. Big shout out to Derek who brought out some SHDDs for me, and I'm excited to see if they actually work. So I was like, it was download the Walking Dead beta or download Call of Duty. Easy answer in that one. I'm not going to play the beta if it means I have to uninstall fucking Black Ops. So for me, it's like it's a hard opt out.
I'm very interested in what's taking up all that room. Gee, other than those games,
Black Ops and Call of Duty. I only have 256.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Baby hard drive.
Do you have a thumb drive in there? What the hell?
Yeah, that's a thumb drive these days.
Running off an SD card?
We heard her. Dude, I saw the pain on her face right away.
I'm sorry.
So we have a GoFundMe for hard drive.
I did like the baby face where you hurt their feelings and their like bottom lip is quivering and their eyes are watering up. That's how I feel about my hard drive.
I'm sorry, G. I didn't know it was that bad. I thought you had 500.
No.
At least.
You can get a terabyte Samsung Evo for like what, $167?
Is that true?
Yeah.
SSD?
I just helped someone put together. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, 1 terabyte.
That's already like bought.
$170.
That's bought.
At least I'm on Windows 10.
Yeah, that card is sitting on a shelf somewhere. Doesn't even know. It's on top of its rent. Doesn't know it's bought, but it's bought. Are you making those figures up?
No, that's real.
But it's just reinstalling Windows and setting everything back up. It's transferring all that stuff. Like that's going to be the biggest headache. But yeah, $170, you get a terabyte. 4 times what you got there, Chi.
Just bought it from Minnie. He's working hard in that corner.
Did you get me an SHDD or SDD? What's the SSD?
STD. STD.
No.
Hawker.
No, I can't even get those because you got to get laid to get those.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Only time I'm getting laid is in Hawaii.
I don't even know where you are. What are you playing next week? Probably Counter-Strike.
Yeah, probably Counter-Strike. Most likely Rocket League. Probably revisit PC Building Simulator because I'm a nerd.
Oh, yeah.
SSD. That's what I need, right?
See, that's the shit. I would have really liked to understand that game. But too late now. I'm going to talk about, what am I going to play? Forza, yeah, for sure. And, and Black Ops when they show up, for sure. So more on Black Ops without saying, well, she covered up pretty much everything.
Not so, really. There's more I could have talked about, but okay. I didn't want to do that to you.
So there we go. Thank you for listening. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Derek, and myself, Black Titties, I guess. Ops Titties.
I thought you were going to say GG Titties.
Bye, everybody. Why can't they be black, Bobby? Why are you shaking your head?
Black titties are beautiful. African American titties.
Oh.
No. We're in that day and age where you could just say black.
Onyx titty. No.
You guys can. I'm like the whitest
ebony
in here.
Ebony titties.
Sorry, Mr. White Privilege.
No, if you say it with confidence, you can get it.
No, that does not work. As a white guy, I can't say shit.